Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks, and thank you once again for coming to Bard's Logic Political Talk, part of the growing conservative conversation and also part of the Patriot Journalist Network. And you can find the Patriot Journalist Network by going to www.patriotjournalist.com. Tonight is the Bard's Logic Political Talk's 4th of July show. Of course, while everyone out there is listening to fireworks go off, or if you're listening to the archives, the night before 4th of July, as a lot of folks do, is play the fireworks before the night of the 4th. Of course, those listening live now are hearing that, as I'm sure some of you are as well as I am. And, of course, we'll be hearing this tomorrow. And if you are listening to this show on the archives, I hope you had a great 4th of July. And, of course, for the folks listening live, hope you have a great 4th of July. Happy Independence Day tomorrow. And we are going to, tonight, we are going to celebrate our nation's independence by promoting an organization that is helping our brave military men and women in fighting in Afghanistan. And that organization is Operation Thank You. Bard's Logic will welcome Carol Alexander and Chaplain Bev from Operation Thank You. And as I said, it's an organization that sends gifts to our military men and women and our veterans. And they are a group of volunteers that love and support our heroes by sending them cards, letters, care packages, and special items they have requested. And I mean, they have requested that some of the military folks and their families. Now, Operation Thank You is a 501(c) tax-exempt organization. 100% of all donations go to support our troops and our veterans. And over the last few years, over 65,000 Christmas cards have been delivered to our troops. And they also ship things such as microwaves, coffee pots, toilet seats, DVD players, all kinds of sheets and blankets, pillows and towels, and all kinds of other gadgets. And, of course, when it gets hot over there, they've also delivered over 10,000 flavor ice popsicles. And so what we're going to do tonight is we are going to play the interview that I had with them. And, of course, check out the Bard's Logic Political Talk website after the show, or if you listen to the archive, sometimes listen to it then at www.bardslogicpoliticaltalk.com. And there you will find some of the links to Operation Thank You there on the Get Involved page. And I'll also put some links on the new Bard's Logic Political Talk page that you can find by going to Facebook. Just go to the search engine, type in Bard's Logic Political Talk. Go to the page, and you will see some of the links there to tonight's show. And, of course, I'd appreciate if you like the page and also share the page as well as the archive of this show with your friends, families, neighbors. And you can also listen to it by downloading it to your smartphones, to your computers, even save it on disk so you can listen to it at your leisure. And, of course, also you can go to Facebook and check out the Bard's Logic Political Talk group, which asked to join. We'll check it out, and I will love to have you on the show. And lastly, here on Blog Talk Radio, you can like or follow the show simply by going to the show's icon here on Blog Talk Radio and click the follow button, and that will send you some email updates on when the show is and give you a link to it. And possibly giving it what, can't even talk, I lost my tongue there. Go where the subject of the message is for the topic of the show. Thank you. So we will begin. There you go. I see you in the chat. I want to welcome everyone in the chat before I start that show. Thank you, Vida K, your name in the chat. I know it is the night before the 4th of July, so a lot of folks are out there going on a trip for the 4th, so I hope you had a safe trip. And without any further ado, to make sure we get all of this in there, I will be continuing to chat here at the live show to folks on while we listen to the folks from Operation Thank You.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to strap our boots on. This is the perfect day to die. Wipe the blood out of our eyes. In this life there's no surrender, and there's nothing left for us to do. Find the strength to see this through. The death. We are soldiers, we are soldiers.
Once again, for coming to Bard's Logic, political talk, part of the growing conservative conversation, and also part of the Patriot Journalist Network. And you can find the Patriot Journalist Network by going to www.patriotjournalist.com. And thank you for listening to the show, whether you're listening tonight from Blog Talk Radio or from the Bard's Logic political talk website, which you can find at www.BardsLogicPoliticalTalk.com. Now, tonight we have some special guests from Operation Thank You, and that is Carol Alexander and Chaplain Bev. And Operation Thank You is an organization that sends gifts to our military men and women and our veterans, and they are a group of volunteers that love and support our heroes by sending them cards, letters, care packages, and special items that they have requested. It is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization where 100% of all donations go to support our troops and our veterans. Over the last 4 years, they sent over 65,000 Christmas cards and have been delivered to our troops. They also send things such as microwaves, coffee pots, toilet seats, DVD players, and many other items, as well as school supplies for local children, socks, bug zappers, things of that nature, and also some goodies such as flavor ice popsicles. And I do see that the two ladies are on the line, so I will open up their mics and say thank you very much, Chaplain Bev and Carol, for calling in tonight. How are you?
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Oh, yes, you're very
welcome.
We certainly
do appreciate the opportunity to tell everyone about our operation and our organization.
Great, that's awesome. And what I'd like to do is first start off with Bev. Give it a little background about yourself and what got you involved in the organization.
Okay, well, I'm Chaplain Bev, but I'm also known as Mom Bev to the troops. To be honest with you, I've been doing this for so long, I really feel like they should start calling me Grandma Bev. However, having said that, I am the daughter of a World War II veteran, the sister of an Army veteran, the mother of a disabled veteran, the mother-in-law of an Army veteran, and a grandmother of six, very beautiful grandchildren. And one of the reasons that got me into this is I do come from a military family, you know, generations have served their country. And I have been in other organizations in the past, but a couple years ago I came on board with Operation Thank You. Carol and I have been friends for several years. And when I left one of the organizations I was involved with, she offered me an opportunity to be the chaplain, and I jumped at the opportunity, and I run the chapter here in Kettering, Ohio, which is right outside of Dayton, but she's the founder of the organization, and like I said, she's my mentor here with Operation Thank You. So that's kind of how we got involved with each other.
Okay, and what about you, Carol?
Well, I am the wife of a 24-year veteran of the United States Air Force, and I guess I can admit to chasing good-looking men in uniform since I was 18. I've been married to him. I caught him some years ago. And I got involved with Operation Thank You because my son's best friend was deployed in Iraq. And my husband had been in Vietnam and came home to not such a pleasant welcome. And I did not want that to happen to my friend or anyone else that was coming home out of Iraq and Afghanistan at the time. And one night I said, Lord, what in the world could one person do? And I'm a good example of be careful what you ask for. Operation Thank You is, I call it a hobby gone wild. It started in my living room, and we had to move out about 4 or 5 years ago now. We were in a warehouse because it just kept getting so big that it was a choice between my husband and I turning the house over and moving to the barn, or moving Operation Thank You to the barn. And he decided it would be better if he got to sleep at a nice warm house. And it's just grown and grown since then, to the point that we have over 1,000 volunteers that we're aware of, except that we are aware that we don't know about all of them, because we have churches and civic organizations and fraternal organizations and things like that we may have knowledge of one or two people that are working in this group, and they bring the whole group to us with fundraisers and drives and things like that. So, and we have volunteers all over the country now, and we're associated with other smaller organizations that have a small group of people, and when we send out our newsletters with the addresses in it for the birthdays and things like that, they pass it on to their membership. So we really have no idea. We just know that when we send out an announcement somebody's got a birthday, they get 400 or 500 birthday cards, and the postmarks are from all over the place.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. And how long, again, is Operation Thank You? I know it's a national organization, is it not? Or at least...
We have connections with other organizations, and we do have several chapters around the country. But Operation Thank You in itself is an organization unto itself. We are not technically affiliated with any others that we have other support groups we work with, but we are not tied together in any way, other than just a common goal.
Oh, I see. Okay. Is there any thought to coordinate them together?
I'm sorry?
Is there any consideration of combining all of them together in the network?
No, that scares me to death.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm the one with the 501c3 number that, if it got too far out of hand, would be hauled off to jail. And so
that would be good.
No, so I kind of like to know who's doing what with the organization.
Understood. I actually went to a meeting yesterday to learn a little bit more about 501c3s. You have to set yourself up as a corporation, things of that nature.
Yes, that's true.
And what year did this chapter start in? I don't believe I put that there.
Operation Thank You was founded 8 years ago. We'll be 9 years old in October.
Wow, you sent out over 65,000 Christmas cards. That's That's amazing.
Yeah, we send out about 15,000 every year. We started, my goal for originally was 500 Christmas cards. And I got 2,000, and I did not have addresses. Tracy was over there, but I knew that I had better leave town if I had sent him 3,000 Christmas cards to distribute to his friends. So I advertised for many of local soldiers, and several parents notified me of their addresses of their military family, and it started from there. And I kept in contact with a couple of the units, just emailing them back and forth, you know, and one day I asked one of them if there was anything that they really needed, and this happened to be an Air Force unit, and he said, yes, ma'am, he said, we could really use a microwave, and because when, this was back in 2002 or 2003, they were having a lot of airplanes going out. They had to turn them around real fast. They could not just drop everything and go to the chow hall when it was open. And so at 2 o'clock in the morning, when they finally got their aircraft back in the air, they didn't have any way to get a hot meal. And I ended up sending a microwave to that group. And the next group wanted Star Chili.
Oh, yeah.
So it turned out that he had 40 in his unit, and I sent them a five-way meal for 40 people. It just sort of got one thing right after the other. We have sent some very normal things, like most support groups at the churches and things like that do, like the personal care items and snacks. But the most unusual thing I think I have ever sent is a fully operative electric fireplace.
Wow.
In
where'd you send that to?
An April to Iraq. It was to a chaplain that, well, the chaplains have coffee shops and things where the troops can come in and sit down and relax a little bit when they're back at their main base. And this particular chaplain wanted to fix his up to look like a hunter's log cabin. And he sent out to the support groups that worked with him a long list of things. And on that list was a fireplace. And I thought that sounded like a neat idea. The more unusual the items are, the better I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah, that's interesting.
I bought him a fireplace and sent it. When I sent it, the mail room called him and said, now, we've got this big package. You're going to have to bring a big truck because it's heavy, and it's got a picture of a fireplace on the front. But who's crazy enough to send a fireplace to Iraq in April? And, yeah, that kind of describes what I do. I'm crazy, and I love what I do, and I have to do a lot of research on some of these items that come in that I have no idea what they're talking about. But, and I've gone into, you know, the chaplains that we work with request items for their services. And I've gone into congregations that I didn't know and said, I have a stupid question. I need to talk to the person who is in charge of answering the stupid questions today. And then here's what I have had the request. I am not Catholic. I'm Protestant. One of the chaplains I worked with was a priest, and he sent me a list of things that I had never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the local Catholic church, and I said, Father, I do need some help. Some of the most beautiful embroidered hand towels and things that they made within a couple of weeks to give to me to send to him for the things that he needed for his services. And so there's an education to be had in this, as well as new friends and a very nice reward to feel like that you are touching the troops and doing something to repay them a little bit for what they're doing for us.
You know,
can't
exactly
repay them for what they're doing now for us, but you can do a little.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission is to make their lives a little bit more comfortable.
A little bit better. Yeah,
yes.
I'd like more people to realize, because sometimes I think some folks don't, especially our government, because I've got a friend who is in the military, and they're really cutting back on a lot of things for them, and I think, you know, if there's going to be any cutbacks, the military wouldn't be it, especially when they're talking about some of the benefits that they're taking away from some of the soldiers. I think that's just wrong. That there's definitely other ways to cut back in organizations such as Operation Thank You. Definitely can fill in that gap. Maybe not with, you know, all the things, but at least some of the comforts, as you mentioned.
Necessities now? We have almost got necessities. They are closing down chow halls now. Or cutting back to the point they're only serving one meal a day. And they're leaving our troops with MREs, meals ready to eat. Now, they won't starve to death on those, but I call them garbage in a sack. That's my personal opinion, obviously. Some of them, they tell me, are fairly good. But when I found out that there is a unit that does not have a chow hall, the first thing I ask them is, do you have a microwave? And do you have coffee pots? I ask that to every group that I introduce myself to. When they tell me no and we don't have a chow hall, we send them such things as the microwave right out of the bat. We keep those in the warehouse all the time. Coffee pots, pancake griddles, toasters, waffle irons. And then we send them the food to cook on those things. We send out anywhere from 40 to 60 boxes a week. And the majority of all of that now is food. And personal care items, because they don't have the PXs or the Walmart-type stores, for those that don't understand military acronyms. But we supply them with the foods that they can sustain. You know, they tell us that they've got a meal once a day, and it's dinner. Okay. We send them cereals. There's a milk out now by Hershey's that does not need refrigeration, so we can send them cereal and milk and canned meats and things like that, vegetables, canned and dried fruits, a lot of packaged meats that don't need refrigeration until they're opened. Our postage is running us about $2,500 a month now. Maybe even more than that, because it's running about $800 a week. So that's going to be a little bit more than that sometime. I fully agree with you that they are cutting things to the troops. And I've heard several things in the recent weeks about they are now pulling the plug on their education after they've been in so long. They're supposed to be able to go to school and get money to do so. I have one young man that they pulled his in the middle of the semester, so if they've done it to one, they've done it to more.
Wow, that's terrible. Now, excuse me, I get a couple questions from some folks one of the folks in the chat, and I do like to incorporate that into the show. And
certainly.
One is can you, for either one of you ladies can answer this, is, first I'll go to the comment and then I'll go to her question, is to leave it to our government to take care of every deadbeat here in U.S. but won't take care of our troops. And she has a little one of those mad faces on there. But the question is can you adopt a single serviceman to minister on a regular basis?
Operation Thank You works with the unit, not the individual. We only have, Bev works a little different than I do up
in
the Dayton area. but we have anywhere from 25 to 60 to 80 units at any given time. And we work with a unit. The unit could be as small as 5 or as large as 2,500. At 2,500 would be working through the chaplain. A lot of times we get soldiers who do not get mail from home. We have a contact. I have email contact with our personal contact, and he or she tells us what they have, what they don't have, what they need, what they'd like to have. And we request them to tell us that they have someone in their unit that is not getting any mail. And in that case, we put out that name to our membership, and they write letters to them and things like that. And yeah, if they contacted us and we had some of those names, we'd be more than happy to share that, because not hearing your name called at mail call
one time
is not going to be anything, but if it's a continuous thing, then, you know, even if they don't know the people they're writing to, but yet they become friends. A lot of times they become lifetime friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we could probably give a one-person an adoption address, yeah.
Now, one of the things that we do here in the Kettering chapter is, as a chaplain, you were talking about networking early on in the show, and one of the things that I do is network with other chaplains across the nation with different organizations, but I also network with chaplains who are in the military. And a lot of times people will go, well, where do we get all these names? Where Carol will support the entire platoon or the entire unit. We more or less take care of the individual, or like we have a chaplain that we send packages to, he will distribute those boxes. But just like your listener, the one thing that I have found being a chaplain is that I get to see the good in people. No matter how bad the news is, I get to see the good in people. And I don't care what your political views are. I don't care what your religious beliefs are. When it comes time to support our troops, people will stand up and do the right thing and support them. You know, when I speak, the one thing I've learned is men will raise their hands and open up their wallets and go, how much money do you need? If I speak to women, the women will raise their hands and go, what do you need? We're there to help you. And just like your listener who's listening right now, can she adopt a soldier? Absolutely. Each soldier has different needs. We're supporting a young man right now who needs someone to buy his toiletries and his underwear for him. We have another soldier who doesn't need anything. He just wants a letter every now and then to let him know how things are going at home. So, yes, if she gets in contact with us, we can give her a name, and we can give her ideas on things to put into care packages, ways mm-hmm. to support them, and that sort of thing. Now, go ahead.
I was going to say, and they can contact you by going to your website. There is a contact page, and if folks go to, and this is for you, Cindy, as well as, of course, anyone else, to check it out, they could go to the Bard Logic Political Talk website at www.bardslogicpoliticaltalk.com, and you can go to the Get Involved page. And on the Get Involved page, you will see a button that says Operation Thank You, and you can click that button, and that will take you to the website where you can find a contact page to get a hold of the ladies.
Right. If you go to Carol's website, there's a button to come over to our website. If you come to my website, there's a button, a link, to link you into her website. So it kind of depends on what you want to do and how you want to do it as to which you know, group you want to be in. But Carol and I both, again, we do things a little different, but we do things the same as well.
And we do things together.
And we do, yeah. And we have fun, don't we, Carol?
Yes, we do. Now, we work together on some of these real large groups. I call in Bev on them. I call in my Massachusetts chapter. We have had an Indiana chapter until just recently. We have a New York chapter. I call them in on the real big things and tell them, here's a problem.
Well, you know, one one of the
we're feeding this large group. We need your help.
Right. Well, like Carol will send out the coffee pots, but we have coffee sponsors here in Kettering. And one of our biggest sponsors is, I'm going to give them a plug here, is Stony Creek Roasters out of Cedarville. And Starbucks is one of our big supporters here in the area. So when Carol gets a request that, or I get a request that they need coffee, she'll send the coffee pot. I'll send the coffee and the coffee filters and the cream and sugar. You know, she'll send the microwave because those are the big items that she has stored in the warehouse, but then we'll turn around and send the microwave food. So that's what I mean that Carol and I kind of work hand in hand. We complement each other, you know, regardless of what anybody says, right? Isn't that right, Carol?
Well, I will admit that when you get us together, you think we've got a couple of crazy women here, but
we
work together
yeah.
to benefit our troops, and that's how we met. We've become very good friends over the years. Bev was there with another organization when I first started incorporating Operation Thank You and making it a 501c3, and she kept me from falling in a lot of pit holes that she'd already fallen into.
Right, you learned.
yeah, she'd already gotten the mud off of her, and she kept me from getting covered in it. And through that, we have developed two different chapters of an organization that is quite productive, if I do say so ourselves.
Yeah. Well, like she was talking about the chaplains that we work with and coffee, I had a priest that we sent Starbucks coffee to, and he was so excited. And he said that he put it on the bulletin board for everybody to see that at Sunday's Mass, he was going to be serving hot Starbucks coffee to the troops.
Nice.
Well, I emailed him back and told him if he threw in some free donuts, the Baptists and Methodists might show up too. So this is one of the things that we do. We work with them. Bringing comfort to them brings comfort to us as well. You know, Carol and I are both mothers. You know, I have a son and a daughter-in-law who are both in the military, and I have a lot of heroes who call me Mom Bev. So taking care of them brings comfort to us, and as a mother, it means something to us to know that they have a hot cup of coffee or they have pajamas to sleep in, you know, or they have clean underwear. It's a big mom thing. You always have to send clean underwear. But those things are important to us, and they're important to them as well.
You know,
like your caller a minute ago was asking about, one thing that Operation Thank You does is give people that want to do something a method to participate, and we show them how to do it. Whether
exactly.
it's come and get involved in one of our organizations, which, by the way, has no dues. Your only requirement is a devotion to the military and appreciation of the military. We have no regular meetings. We've got people on that mailing list that I know are the ones that send these cards out. We have a lot of senior citizens that can't come out, and they participate by the cards and the letters and things like that, or sending small donations. That, you know, and any donation is greatly accepted.
We show the
civilian population how to do things that they may not be aware of, how to deal with the military and how to go about getting things to the troops. The mail has to have an individual name on it. You can't just send to any soldier in battalion such and so. It has to have PFC John Jones on it. And so we know how to get by the red tape and help civilians to understand how that works and give them the method to do it with.
Well, I apologize for interrupting you, ladies, but I have a good friend here on the line who'd like to ask you ladies a question. And he's got a conference call he's got to go to shortly, so I want to hurry up and get him on the line. And many folks here who are regular listeners to the show, but of course if you like what you hear on the show and you'd like to follow the show, just go to the Bard's Logic Political Talk page here on Blog Talk Radio, and there's this little follow button under the Bard's Logic Political Talk icon and just push that, and you will get email updates on when we'll be having live shows. And we have here who has been a panelist on Bard's Logic Political Talk, especially during the elections, and that's Kelly Mordecai. Of course, you can find his website at www.hiddenforcebranch.com, and he's also a author of a book of the same name. Thank you very much, Kelly, for calling into the show.
Well, thanks, Robert. I want to thank you for bringing these wonderful ladies on the show. I want to tell you a little story, and then I want to go ahead and ask you a question. Growing up in Iowa, my uncle, I just like staying at his house every now and then. I was, 9, 10, 13, 14, we were pretty close. Well, sometimes we'd go to the VFW. He was a World War II vet. And there was a whole bunch of vets that would go there. I mean, it's a small town in Iowa. And the camaraderie, the friendship, the support they had was just amazing. It was like a community center. Well, I don't know what their benefits were back then, but just straight up with you, I got to ask this question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Has the government dropped the ball with vets to the point where wonderful ladies like you have to pick up the slack and support these guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I must agree with Beverly. Yeah, they have.
Yeah,
now,
they have.
A lot of people, one thing we send every year is several thousand blankets. And every year the question that I get asked is, why do you need to send blankets? Don't they give them blankets? No. They give them a sleeping bag. The lining to that sleeping bag is made out of a dress lining material. It gets cold. They need something to put down in that sleeping bag to keep the heat in it. A lot of these tents and things that they live in, they have heat in them, but during the night they run out of fuel and it's too cold. Everybody says, I'm not getting out of here to go refuel it, so they just put up with it. So that's the reason that we send the blankets, and we've sent thousands of them over the last several years.
Wow, that's great. Well, I mean, even after they come home, I mean, I'm just, sorry, I'm almost in tears. It's just poorly treated our vets, so they serve our country.
And I will tell you, in answer to your question, no matter what the government has or hasn't done, again, I want to emphasize that people are very caring people. And one of the things that I do when I talk with people, when volunteers come to us and say, what can I do? I tell them that the purpose of life is to discover your gift. Everybody has a God-given gift. And the meaning of life is to give that gift away. And I don't care what you can do, whether you can sew or bake or you can't do anything but make money, we can figure out a way to use you. And I will tell you that we have volunteers all over this nation. I have one in Australia that supports what we do so that they can indirectly support the troops in what they do. So the support is there. Like I said, as a chaplain, I see the good. I don't see the bad in people. But when the veterans come home, my son is a disabled veteran. I will tell you, not just with him, but with other veterans that I have worked with, that when they come home and they're assigned to a therapist to talk to, I will tell you, young man, the best people that have ever got my son to open up about what he saw and witnessed in Iraq were those people, those veterans from a VFW or an American Legion post. He has a restaurant. And he told me one day when they came into the restaurant, he says, Mom, one of the veterans was wearing a hat. And he said, well, I'm a veteran. And they started talking. And he calls me up and he says, Mom, he knows exactly what I've been through. And then the next day, the veteran brought in a friend. And then the next day, there were three veterans. And to make a long story short, there's a group now, that comes in, has coffee with them. And that is his way of dealing with things, is even though, the therapists haven't worked or it takes so long, several months for a veteran returning home to get the medical help that he needs, there are veterans in these VFWs and in these posts that support our veterans, if for no other reason, to go and sit down and have a cup of coffee and let a young veteran tell them what they've been through, because the older ones have been through the same thing as well, you know, as well.
Well, that's absolutely beautiful, because my dad's best friend was World War II, and he came back. He was very successful. But his he would wake up in the middle of the night just screaming. But he never talked about it, and his wife couldn't understand. Well, come to find out what happened was, this is in World War II, they were stuck in a very difficult situation where they were basically surrounded. They were in a difficult inner city fighting, and they were basically in a dead-end street, and they were toast, and they knew it was going to be over, and somehow they found some explosives, and they worked their way out of there, and they survived, but they came so close to death that he wouldn't talk about it with her, with his wife, but he would wake up in the middle of the night just screaming in fear. And I think that is a brilliant, you know, even if the older veterans don't have any money per se, just the time,
Yeah, that is right. I've had that same thing told to me on more than one occasion, that I can't explain to you what I'm feeling because you weren't there. And I've offered my services to let them at least talk to me. And they say, you can't understand what I'm talking about because you have not been through it. And
well, I
the Marine Corps, I'm sorry, FBS, go ahead.
I equate it to giving birth is what I tell people. I don't care how many books you read and how many videos you watch. Unless you have given birth, you don't know what it's like. And it's the same thing with these veterans. Unless you have been in combat boots and been in a war zone and been shot at, you don't know what it's like. You can't relate to it.
So I love what you're doing in the sense of emotional healing, allowing these men to hook up with older vets. And that's something the government cannot provide.
Right. And the thing, too, is we signed my son when he came home. We signed him up with a VFW post and an American Legion post here in our area, thinking that if he went, you know, that would help him heal and be able to talk to people, but he wouldn't go into the building. It was like, no, Mom, it's like they'll ask me a lot of questions. I don't want to talk about it. Okay, and he's very guarded what he tells me as a mother. You know, he doesn't want me to know everything that happened. But yet, at the restaurant, when these veterans come in, it's like he can relax. He can talk with them. He's free to talk with them. They don't judge him. And it's the best thing that I think has ever happened with my son is the fact that these older veterans are taking the time to say thank you. And not just to my son, but we have older veterans now who are in, like, the Patriot Guard Riders, you know, who will have their flags flying when they come home to say thank you. There's groups who will go to the airport now to say thank you to our heroes. Every little thing you do makes a difference in someone's life. Somehow, some way, it does make a difference, you know. But it's funny you mentioned the VFW, because I'm telling you, as veterans, I have a very, very special place in my heart for our veterans.
I believe that, and I'm glad you're connecting them.
Our Marines especially will not go for counseling. It's made available to them the minute they walk off that airplane and get back on American soil. But they are trained so much to be so macho. I can tell you a Marine from across the room in civilian clothes. They can be two military men standing there, and I can look at them and tell you which one of them is the Marine. And there's just something about their training that gives them that, a lot of people call it cocky attitude. But because of this training, they will not go to that psychiatrist that's offered to them, because that's a sign of weakness. But going into American Legion or VFW, and they can sit down and talk with somebody that has been there, done that, who understands.
Well,
and get the healing that they need just by talking to someone that does know what they've been through.
Wow. Well, let me throw something out to you, okay? I really got to get over to this conference call. This local buddy, his name's Sean, he's in Iraq, you know. This guy is like 6'2", awesome, just good looking, strong, healthy. And he had some injuries that I won't go into, but he was drinking a lot when he first came back. He was about ready to just punch people out. And I just started listening to him, befriended him. Gosh, one the other day he called me up. Hey, you know, how you doing? Hey, just want to let you know you have my new phone number. Oh, okay, yeah. So, but I just listened to him. I just listened to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it a point just to listen to him, be his friend, no judgment, no nothing, nothing, anything. Just be his friend. And over it took a good year or two for him to get off his adrenaline fix, if you will, because that's what combat is. It's a big adrenaline rush. And he actually got in a better state. He stopped drinking. We're still buzzing. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Just being there in the initial spot, you know, one time I kind of had, hey, you might not want to get in a fight here. And he says, I know, I can't. This adrenaline thing takes over. And I just want to, like, kill somebody. And most people would shy away from that. But no, that's why the Army trains them. And I was there. I understand. I'm your friend. Hug. Here you go. I don't know what they went through. I don't know what their training is. I just know I can listen, and it helped him, you know, maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to see him moving on and doing well.
That's a sign of a good friend. They can sit there and listen and not try to say, well, here's what you ought to do.
Right.
But let him figure out himself what he needs to do to get past all of this and put his life back to whatever you call normal and go on with it.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we have go ahead.
I got to go, ladies. I love what you're doing. I wish I could spend more time.
Well,
I got to get over to the conference call.
Well, God bless
okay.
you. Okay,
well,
thank you
for calling in.
Well, thank you for coming in, Kelly. Good to hear from you, and hopefully hear again from you soon. Take care.
There is a lieutenant colonel that I've been working with that's over in Qatar, and he's
mm-hmm.
at a medical facility for wounded warriors, and he asked if we had cards, you know, thank you cards, thanking of you cards that he could give to his wounded warriors, but they were in the mental health unit of this hospital. And when he sent that request, I thought, you know, I had been supporting the troops since the mid-70s, and I had never, ever had a request to support someone who was in a mental facility suffering from things that they had seen. And you stop and think about it, and, you know, we're always supporting those who have the physical injuries, but there's really nothing that we do for the ones who have the mental ones. And so we, on a monthly basis, send him cards. And, again, we have volunteers, and they're on my card-writing team. And, you know, this is what we do. If you want to write cards, we give out the addresses and that sort of thing. And the other thing is I will collect cards, and then I send them all in one big envelope. But having these cards and having these people who are wounded both physically and mentally, having a card from a total stranger telling them that they're thinking about them, they appreciate the sacrifices that they have made, makes all the difference in the world. And a lieutenant colonel told me the first batch of cards that he took to hand out, every one of his patients smiled when they were reading their cards. So something as small as a card can make a difference. Something as small as just sitting and listening makes a difference. And that's what I said. Everybody has a gift. Some people listen, you know, some people like to write cards, that sort of thing. But it
mm-hmm.
makes a difference. It does make a difference.
And one thing, no, nothing is sent that is not proofread.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, when it's sent here,
I got a Christmas card a few years ago, and it
mm-hmm.
said, I hope you don't come home in a body bag. Well, now, the thought was terrific, but the word choice was terrible.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And we made sure that card got destroyed and not mailed to them. We, all those 15,000 cards every year, and the Valentine's and the Easter cards are all proofread before they go out.
Have you ever come across any really bad cards, though?
I'm sorry? Have you ever had what?
No, I was just asking. He said, have you ever come across in your proofreading any negative card someone tried to sneak in?
No.
Yes.
I have.
Yes.
Carol has, but I haven't.
The one I just quoted, which was not bad, but on the wrong side. But during election time, we have to be a little more careful with them because
we
don't want anything political in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we don't want anything like the wages of sin is death either. I mean, that's scripture. But
right.
someone gets hold of that held his buddy this morning when he died is not exactly what you want him reading that evening over dinner.
Right.
And so we are careful with what we send. And the
right.
rule is, if you wouldn't want your kid reading it, you don't send it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
See, we have,
exactly.
We have a volunteer. One of our volunteers loves to read the cards and the letters, and that's what she does. I'll collect them, give them to her.
Mm-hmm.
She reads them, puts them back in the envelopes, gives them back to me. Says, you know, like, this stack is the good get well cards, this stack is the thank you cards, and then we go ahead and mail them out. But yeah, Carol and I both we are adamant about looking at the cards and making sure that everything's okay.
And it looks like we have some folks in the switchboard, and one looks like they are local. So I see that they're either listening, or if you'd like to chime in, just push the 1 on your number dial. And you can call it. Well, when you call in, just push the 1 on your number dial, I was trying to say. And it will let me know that you want to chime in or ask the ladies a question or have something to say to them. So I do see a 513 there, which it says local, and I see some others. But if you'd like to chime in, any of you, then go ahead and push 1 on your number dial. But if you're on Skype, then send me a message either via the chat here on Blog Talk Radio or send me a message via Facebook. But I do want to go back to the chat, as I sometimes do here on the show. And Cindy, thank you again for your input. She talks about how Kroger cards that have been issued to the, her.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And by using these cards, it says Kroger's will donate 4% of the amount spent to our organization. It says the funds generated by the use of these cards allow us to continue supporting our military.
That's one of our fundraisers every year, yes. And
mm-hmm.
right now it is time to re-register your Kroger card. If it was registered last year, that will run out at the end of this month. You need to go back into your Kroger account and just check and make sure that Operation Thank You is still your choice charity. And that number is 1-8. Oh, wait a minute. Let me look at it and make sure I get it right. 81067 is the Operation Thank You charity number after you get into your account. And that's 81067.
And
if they
be,
contact us, we can give them that information as well.
Yeah.
Right.
And that could be any Kroger's. It doesn't have to be a local Kroger's. I mean, because this show is heard, you know, over nationwide. Anyone who has an internet connection can listen to the show either live or on the archives. So that can be wherever a Kroger's is, correct?
That's true, anywhere in the country. And there are Kroger-affiliated companies under other names that accept that card and will do that as well.
And I know there's another local organization. I know, and I won't name the school, and we won't name the school here, but I know my daughter is part of, you know, goes to school and is part of the Girl Scouts, and I know recently they're donating Girl Scout cookies to Operation Thank You.
How about 1,000 cases, 15 or 12 boxes to a case?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
the troops
love those Girl Scout cookies.
That is from the council itself. We haven't gotten those yet, but we are getting cases of cookies from local troops selling them for the military troops. And
no,
so we've already started
yeah.
sending them.
Oh, great. Yeah, because I know you know, my daughter did that, and I know next year as part of a campaign for that, I'll be promoting people to make those donations, and I'll have a thing set up for people to send the donations to, so they can get those, you know, get it out there, get more folks to be able to donate it next year.
I appreciate that.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. In fact,
it's something I was hoping to work on this year, Unfortunately, with time constraints, I was unable to get it set up in time. But it's definitely something, you know, I'd like to set up for next year and here on Bard's Logic.
And
if the Girl Scouts, if the Girl Scouts need projects to do, have them call us, because there's all kinds of things that they can do to earn their badges. And it's probably about a year ago, I worked with a Girl Scout. She was a sophomore in high school, and she was working on the highest award. What is the highest award a Girl Scout can get? I forget what it's called.
I wish I knew, but unfortunately,
I'm drawing a blank. But she did a wonderful community project with us and made these flakes for us to put into our care packages.
Mm-hmm.
And to watch this young lady pull the community together and make and fold 911 flakes was really a moving tribute to her, I mean, to what she wanted to do and to do it for the troops as well. But, oh, yeah, we'll work with Girl Scouts. It's not just give us your cookies. It's we'll help you earn badges and awards and that sorts of things, too.
We have a lot of youth groups that work with us. There was a group of Rainbow Girls at the warehouse today helping us pack. And the Ohio Rainbow Girls this year has chosen Operation Thank You is their charity for the year.
Oh, wow.
The entire state is working for us. I went to a banquet the other night, and when they got the announcements being made, they pointed out that there was cards on the table, and everybody was asked to sign them to send to the troops, and they said, would you please help us support the Rainbow Girls with their Operation Thank You project. And I didn't know that was going to happen, but I picked up the card and signed it and got it going around the table, you know, so everybody else would too. But we have the church groups, the kids at the churches and the schools write letters and cards to the troops. I had an Eagle Scout pick up some cord this afternoon that I'd had donated. He's making the bracelets that the troops can use when they need rope and stuff. They unravel this bracelet, they've got it on, and can use it. He picked those up this afternoon, and part of his Eagle project is making those bracelets. He wants to make 250 of them, plus he's going to have a food drive in May for as part of his Eagle project. I've had two other Eagle Scouts use Operation Thank You as their project, and they did a terrific job. And
that's great. It's good. It's great to get the youth involved. You know, get them involved. You know, in the community, getting involved. And what I think is even more important in this day and age is to give them a healthy respect for our military men and women.
Right. I'm surprised
I see
when
that
I
kind
read
of falling
these...
to the wayside a little bit because of, you know, some of the climate.
I'm surprised when I read these cards that come in from the schools and things. Some you sit there and just absolutely cry your eyes out, and 30 seconds later you're picking up one that you can hardly keep from splitting your sides laughing at so much. They are so cute. And you want to pull them out and say, hey, I want this one to go to so-and-so, but you put them in a box and let them distribute them, you know. But the kids really do learn through this that the military is out there doing something for them.
Yes.
Well, let me share a story with you. I'm going to brag about my grandson here. My grandson's 11.
Yeah, talk about that project.
But when he was 9 years old, he came to us. And, again, you know, he sees, you know, what Grandma does in Operation Thank You. And he wanted to do some kind of a community project that supported the troops. So we came up with some ideas. And the one that he came up with was he wanted to send Christmas cards to the troops to send back home to their families and friends during the holiday season. And I thought, well, what a neat idea, because a lot of these troops, they can't buy Christmas cards. So the first year, the little guy collected 4,000 Christmas cards, and he would take four cards. I don't know why he picked the number four, but four cards he would put into a Ziploc bag, and he called them his Christmas kits for the troops. Well, we sent those out, and then people over there you know, in Afghanistan, and that was telling people, you know, in their newsletters what he had done. And then it hit the local news, and then it hit the national news. And the next thing you knew, Operation, he was getting more mail at the post office box than we were in Operation Thank You. And
wow.
Last year, in November, that kid sent out, it was a little over 11,000 Christmas cards to the troops to send back home. So, you know, teaching the kids to do for others, it starts in the home. And I will tell you that just like with him, he will sit in front of the TV, he's watching his cartoons, but he's sitting there putting envelopes with the cards and then picking out four different cards and putting them in Ziploc bags. Year-round, this is what he does. This is his project that he works on. And fortunately for us, we have volunteers all over who will constantly send him Christmas cards and that sort of thing. And this is what I'm saying. Whether it's a child or an adult or a teacher, if you will contact either Carol and I and tell us what you can do or what you have available to you, we will show you and explain to you how to get involved in what it is we do.
Yeah, and also I want to ask, is there a spot on your website for people to donate funds to you?
Yes.
There is on Carol's site, yeah, but there's not on ours, but there is on Carol's.
When you go to our website, you have to go to Ohio Operation Thank You. There are several Operation Thank Yous on the web. But if you put Ohio in front of it, you will come to our website, and it has a flag as our icon, so you'll know you're in the right place.
The one I've got here on the website that I've got a link to is Operation Thank You Dayton.org. Is that the one you're speaking about?
That's the Kettering, the Dayton chapter.
That's the Kettering one.
Okay.
If I put Ohio Operation Thank You, you come to my website.
Okay.
Or the bigger website, yeah.
And if you could, after the show, please send me a link via the email address.
Okay.
And then what I'll do is I will also put a link to that website on the Bard's Logic Political Talk website as well, so folks can access your website through there as well.
Okay, very good. And
yeah,
there
they can
you
do that
will find, you can contact us to be put on our email list if you'd like to get the newsletter, which is done once a month. And that way you can find out if you're in the Cincinnati-Dayton local area, you can find out where we're having fundraisers, what we're doing, what's coming. We're putting the summer together right now. And where we're going to be and doing what. And my telephone number is there. My personal email is there to contact us in any way you want to, or you could put a message on the website and it comes to me.
Right.
So
and just like with us, a lot of people lately have been making, I don't know about Carol, but in the Kettering chapter, donations in memory of someone. Instead of sending flowers to a funeral, they'll make it. And, again, the only thing you have to do is just drop a little check, a little note, mail it to the address, and we get it. I can honestly say that Carol and I have never, ever turned down a monetary donation. So it doesn't matter if it's check or if it's, you know, PayPal or how it is. If you give it to us, we'll make sure that it's spent to support our troops and our veterans.
And I will remind you folks, as I pointed out earlier, this evening, you know, in the beginning of the show, that 100% of all donations go to the military and veterans that the organization supports. And I'll go ahead and give the address out here. And, of course, people can donate whether they're from local or across, you know, the country. Can they not?
Right. Oh,
okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And it's,
there is one other thing that they should know.
Sure.
It does not matter whether you're in Ohio or you're in Washington State. We look for local troops, obviously, but we don't care where they are. I need name and address, of course, their APO or FPO address. I need an email contact, and if you know a birthday, send us the birthday so we can send them a surprise birthday card shower.
Oh, we love doing birthday card showers, don't we, Carol?
Yes, and don't tell them we've got the address. Tell them Don't even mention
nope.
the birthday. Just send it to us.
Yeah,
because we like it to
be
a surprise.
About the birthday card shower. If elaborate on that.
Well, we do that. It's a surprise to the troops, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if they've been there before on their second or third tour, they're expecting it because we know about
right.
it. Because they mm-hmm. got it the first time. The first time we ever did that, he called his mother and said, "Who in the world did you give my address to? I got 300 birthday cards."
Wow,
and
that's
that
great.
Was 6 years
ladies,
ago when we were small. Today they come in from all over the country.
Good.
You know, when we have wounded warriors and things like that, we send cards
mm-hmm.
to. We have them sent to us, and then we forward them in bulk. And
right.
so we get to see mm-hmm. the addresses, the postmarks of where they come from. And they're from all over the place. Because people
and it's
pass
funny
them
because
down
have,
to the air groups and their friends,
yeah.
too.
It's funny because you'll have some people who that's all they want to do is just send the cards. You know, they don't really want to do anything else. They just want to write the cards. And my goodness, like she said, we've got volunteers all over the nation, and one of the ladies on my card team is in Australia. So, you know,
well,
when those requests go out, those cards go out, and those kids are hit with all kinds of, you know, and that's why we call it a birthday card shower, because they're showered with birthday cards.
Oh, that's awesome. Two things, real quick, ladies, is that, you know, don't want to interrupt, but I will give the address here, and then I do have one of the folks on the switchboard wanting to call in. And
okay.
And the address here is Operation, thank you, at P.O. Box. 295, I'm sorry, let me erase that. P.O. Box 292-583 Kettering, K-E-T-T-E-R-I-N-G, Ohio, 45429. And the show is going to be archived. So if folks are listening to this on the recording, of course, if you didn't get all that, you can always just rewind a little bit and get the address again. And so at this time, I will open up the mic. Does someone look like calling locally for you folks? And
okay.
This is 513, and the first digit starts with an 8. Thank you very much for calling in the show. What's your name and what's on your mind?
Hi, Robert. This is Joe Rutter, Hamilton County.
Oh, hey. How's it going, Joe?
Good, Robert. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. Great to hear from you. We've got some great folks here from Operation Thank You.
Yeah, I just came across checking the airwaves here within the last 20 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
I figured I'd call in. This is a great cause, and I wanted to thank the two ladies for doing the show tonight and thank them for what they're doing. Thank you, ladies. I served in 2003 in Iraq, and I was part of the Army Reserves, and I was stationed out of Dayton, Ohio. And the transportation company that I served with, we had a soldier, Matt Maupin, who was POW for about 4 years and came home in 2007. But I wanted to call in and give you a little story about when I was overseas and getting care packages and the importance of it and everything. When we were out on the road for several days at a time, we wouldn't have a shower, we wouldn't have anything to our name, and especially in 2003, part of the invasion, it was very pleasant to come back to the operating base to see about 6 or 7 giant packages from an elementary school or a church or whoever it was. Because like I said, we didn't have anything to our names other than what we had brought with us. And not only that, soap, shampoo, but we would get letters from kids, elementary schools. And it was just very gratifying to know that the very people that we were serving for were staying in touch while we were doing this duty and this chore. And it was, like I said, very gratifying. And so even though we're many, many years into this process, that in this war, it's amazing that you two ladies are doing what you're doing today to keep those packages coming, because I know there's several of my friends today that are in Afghanistan, and they're still getting these packages, and they're actually still requesting them via Facebook or email. They're asking friends and family, hey, if you know anybody that wants to send some care packages, here's our address. So
right.
I wrote down the information here from the show tonight, and I'll hopefully get something set up for some folks that are in Afghanistan today. So I appreciate it.
How about contacting the Cincinnati branch, and you're going to find that my connections are a little different than hers. go to the Ohio operation, thank you, and send me their addresses and things, and they won't know what hit them. And first off, let me thank you for your service to this country.
That's what I was going to get ready to do,
thank
yeah.
you for your service.
Oh,
yes,
thank you.
And I'm so sorry about your loss of your friend. Of course, I know that name. We both, Bev and I both know that name that you mentioned. Of Matt,
yeah,
Matt Hoppin.
You and
yeah.
our coordination with the Yellow Ribbon Center.
Yeah. Keith, well, I'm actually friends with the Maupin family, both Matt's dad and his mom, and one of his best friends. And I still keep in contact with you know, the family, what's going on. Were you at Matt's funeral when they had it down there?
Yeah, it was part of the three-day detail that we did throughout when he was at the Civic Center and then down
right.
at the vault.
Okay,
I have a lot of great pictures.
Then you and I have met then, because we were down there at the funeral, and I was actually with the family for the special ceremonies and that sort of thing. I'm just glad Matt got, you know, that he came home. But yeah, I know Keith Maupin and the Yellow Ribbon, and, you know, he supports the troops too. So, you know, if you know him, just walk in and go, hey, I've got these buddies that need some packages, and he'll send them packages too. Like I said, once you contact Carol or I, you know, we work with other organizations as well. So if your buddies need packages, you contact one of us, and we'll make sure they're very well taken care of.
That you give us an email address to a contact in the unit.
Right.
That we can talk to them directly, because it's one of the other things that they're cutting down over there right now are 2-week mail deliveries instead of every 3-4 days.
Wow.
So sometimes packages could take, you know, if our stuff arrives the day that they've loaded the truck, it's going to sit there for 2 weeks before it gets onto the next truck. So it could be a month before they get a letter from us. So email is
terrible.
Extremely
right.
important.
But I'm so glad you called in, because I'll tell you, to hear that it does make a difference. I mean, we read it, but we don't hear it a lot. To have you call in and tell us that, you know, it was very much appreciated, it means a lot to us. And just like Carol said, I want to thank you for your service as well. Like I said, I have a very special place in my heart for all of you that are veterans, you know.
Well, I appreciate it. Some very kind words. I really appreciate that. That's why I wanted to call in and thank you personally, because I really think when I was over there, I was only 20 years old, and I kind of just, you know, glanced through the letters through the kids, and it felt good,
right.
but I truly had no thought of who was sending the packages. I was just more thankful for the soap and the Pringles.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, so to now have the opportunity to say thank you for what you're doing today, because it's been so many years. And I would say
it's
that
it's our
yeah,
pleasure.
It,
that's
bless your
say,
heart.
Yeah,
you've made my day.
You're going to make us cry if you're not careful.
I'm sorry.
I've got my Kleenex out, Carol. I'm already on the head of it.
Go ahead.
I already know my tears
coming.
It doesn't
well,
take much.
It's an open mic. Go ahead.
well,
it doesn't take much, because we do know maybe more than we'd like to about what you all go through, and we know a little bit more than the civilian community does, because you're a brother and talk to us and tell us what's going on. And the general public doesn't know that. And we do understand what you're going through over there to protect us over here.
And what's neat is a lot of times one of the first things that Carol and I will do is what is something that you'd really, really like to see in your care package, you know, when we are communicating with them. Mm-hmm. And I had this soldier one time said, well, ma'am, I'd like to have Mike and Ike. Do you think you could put that in my care package? Well, I didn't know that Mike and Ike was candy. You know, I thought it was a music group. You know, so I go to the local store. Okay, you know,
that's some of the education I was talking about a while ago.
So I go back to the electronics department to this young salesman, and I, you know, introduced myself, you know, the group I'm with, you know, the whole bit. And I said, you know, he wanted Mike and Ike. Can you tell me where the CD is? And this kid looked at me, and he goes, ma'am, there's no music group Mike and Ike. And I go, well, maybe it's a movie. Maybe it's a DVD he wanted in a movie. And he goes, ma'am, the only Mike and Ike I know is candy. And I go, candy? And then he told me what kind of candy, you know, where you can buy it and that sort of thing. Well, when I sent the Mike and Ike candy to this young hero, I told him the story. He wrote me a letter back and said, ma'am, I will never be able to eat Mike and Ike, but I don't think about you walking in there asking for the movie. Like, you know? So we learn, and it's that kind of stuff. You know, when they make these special requests, like Carol said, you know, I've been doing this for years, and all of a sudden they'll ask for something that we've never sent before. You know, so you have to, you know, we go out and just like that. I didn't know what Mike and Ike was, you know, so I learned, okay? And that's the kind of thing that we're, you know, you feel like that one hero, he's never going to forget this, you know, stupid lady that didn't know what Mike and Ike was, you know? So,
well,
makes
I said we were a little
you
crazy,
guys never have
that just proves it, Beth.
Yeah, I know.
While I'm thinking about it, you know, while we have them on the line, is do you ladies ever have, or does the organization ever have, like, you know, like a day where, you know, the people from the organization, the volunteers and troops get together?
We have had some luncheons in the past when we had local troops return home. Where we, at one point, we had the Air Force, the Marines, and two Army groups from right here in the Dayton area out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And they came home about the same time, and we had a luncheon for them. But we haven't had any big groups out like that in several years now.
Okay.
Now,
we've got
our
group. We've still got the big groups. They're just not local anymore.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago. Go ahead.
Groups deployed out of Alaska, out of Hawaii, you know, and they all become my kids, and I've got invitations to go anywhere I want to go, but got to get them all home before I can start vacationing anymore.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, in answer to your question, we had, here in Kettering, we had a packing party at a local senior citizen center. You know, they collected donations, and we had a packing party, and one of the captains here in Kettering that we had supported was home, and when he and his wife heard that we were having a packing party, they came. And that was so neat to be able to put a face with a name, plus the kids.
Oh, yeah,
cut.
Definitely.
Then while we're sitting there packing, down the hallway, here comes another hero that we had supported. He had brought in donations for us, and he said, I heard you were having a packing party, so I thought I'd come, and he'd help us pack. So, you know, do we do it on a daily basis? No, but when we do it, it always seems like we have heroes that show up at some point.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Last week we had a soldier come in, and this week, and today, we had a soldier come in that had just returned home. And we tell the troops going in the door that there is a fee for our services. Now, this will turn. I love to do this when I'm speaking someplace. I set it up. You've got the billfolds coming out and the big smiles on the faces. And then I tell the crowd, yeah, but we do charge a fee to the soldiers, not local, but to the soldiers, for our services, that we're all volunteer. And that fee is, if we ever have the honor of meeting one of our troops, is that we get hugs. And as a matter of fact, if you see on the front of our flyer, the big one, it has a unit standing there holding out their arms, because I told this group that. I always tell them, because I'm going to attack them if I ever meet them. I don't always tell them who's attacking before I do. I ask them not to throw the old lady hanging around their neck to the ground too hard, because it's probably me. But, you know, when I look up and I see one of these fellas walk in the door, or I know they're coming, I just holler payday, and all the girls drop everything they're doing and head for the door and get their hugs for the day.
Well,
they all know they're going to have to pay up when they come home.
Real quick, folks, I do see some more folks, some new people on the switchboard. And if you are interested in chiming in tonight, you can just push the 1 on your phone dial, and that will let me know that you like to chime in to the show. But if you'd like to just stay there and listen, that's fine. But if you are on or listening in or called in through Skype, please send a message either via Facebook to me or the chat here on Blog Talk Radio to let me know that you'd like to chime in. But if not, if you're on a phone, just hit the 1 on your phone dial. Go ahead, ladies. I just want to let the people know that if they'd like to chime in, how to do it. Go ahead.
I was going to tell you, too, when Carol was talking about the hugs, I was out at the Air Force Base not too long ago, and there was a hero that I know, and he was standing with one of his friends. And just as I walked up, I heard him say, "Brace yourself. Here's Mom Bev. She's going to give you a hug." Cracked me up, because I thought, because they know, if we see a hero in a uniform, brace yourself, because one of us is going to give you a hug, you know?
Our reputation precedes us.
Right. It does. Yeah.
Well, I just tell everybody, I'm a dirty old lady that chases good-looking men in uniform for a living.
Right.
So, you know, that kind of warns everybody, look out, I'm going to be grabbing you in a minute if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I got to say, I'm kind of used to that. You're not the only one out there, so.
Well, is Jeff still on the line?
Go ahead, Jeff. Yeah, he's still on.
Is he still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, I kept the mic open, yeah.
I'll jump off real quick, Robert, but I wanted to say thanks again to the ladies. And one more thing, even though if you're sending Mike and Ike's, they tend to melt, and any kind of candy tends to melt, but send it anyway, because the melted candy is just as good, too. So don't worry about it.
Well, thank you again for calling in. You've made our day.
We certainly do appreciate it, and thanks again for your service.
And definitely thank you for your service to our country.
Take care of yourself.
Thanks for doing the show, Robert.
Oh, you're welcome. It's an honor to do it. I was glad we were able to get it together to have these nice ladies on, and hopefully we'll get some folks who go to their website or call them or send some letters to the address that you've heard earlier. And, of course, if you came in later and you did not hear that live, the address to send them something is P.O. Box 292-583, Kettering, K-E-T-T-E-R-I-N-G, Ohio, 45429. And, of course, if you missed that as well, you could always go rewind back if you're listening to the show on the archives. And also, if you are new listening to the show tonight and you like what you hear tonight, just feel free to follow the show by going to the homepage here for Bard's Logic Political Talk here on Blog Talk Radio. That's a lot of B's. But just hit the follow button under the show's icon, and you can get email updates on when the show is going to be coming on and the content of the show. So I just put that out there. It was great to hear from Joe. We do have some more folks on the line. As I said, if you'd like to chime in, just push the 1 on your dial. But if you just called in to listen, that is appreciated as well. So we've got about 40 minutes still of live time. Sometimes, actually, a lot of times the show does go into extended period, but tonight we may just go ahead and end at the normal midnight, because I know that could be late for some folks. For me, it's that's around dinner time, so... but anyway, I digress. This show isn't to hear me, as most of my shows are, because I like to open up the floor mostly to the guests.
So what do you guys have? Is there any events or is there any thing you guys have planned for the near future? You know, with Operation Thinking?
Well, if you go on the website, the Carol's website, you can see what she has planned. If you go to our website, there's all different events and things that we're doing as well up here.
Mm-hmm.
And if they go to both websites, there's links to things that you can do to help us out and that sort of thing. One of the things too is when you're working with the troops, they love like everyday type stories, you know, that sort of thing. So if anybody's interested in volunteering to write letters, you can write about your cats, your dogs, your children. They don't care. They just want, you know, a letter from home. But, again, our events that we're doing are on the website. Carol, what do you have going?
Well, we have a Zumba party coming in Wilmington, Ohio, on the 27th, which is a Saturday of April.
That should be fun.
What
yeah.
is Zumba? I heard somebody I worked on about Zumba class, and I'm like,
it's an
what
exercise
is
class to music.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what is
and
a Zumba?
I guarantee you that this old lady will not be doing the Zumba dancing, but the young girls will be there.
We'll be
hey,
watching.
Whoa. The young girls will be there? Where is this at? No. I'll volunteer. What? No.
It's in the parking lot of First Choice Video in Wilmington, Ohio. And
okay, up all where they have the Ohio Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, and it will be on the website. In fact, it's already there, and it's on our Facebook page, which is Operation Thank You.
Mm-hmm.
And information about it there. It is $10 to participate or donations to send to the troops.
There you go.
And we will be there. For $10, you can send a care package to the troops in your name. Now, granted, it costs more than that to send a box, but you'll help us with the postage. We fill
mm-hmm.
the package. It could be that microwave. It could be snacks and personal care items. It could be anything and everything. It is just a way of helping us with postage on the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in this area, let's see, in May, over in Mason, Ohio, we're having an all-day spring fling at Culver's on Tylersville Road.
Mm-hmm.
We just take over the place. We have staff. When we go out to do a fundraiser, there's staff on the floor from opening till closing. And
wow.
I'm generally there from opening till closing. I may be falled out in the corner somewhere, passed out from exhaustion, but because I'm not exactly a spring chicken anymore. But we do have staff on the floor. That way you can ask questions and you write cards to the troops. We'll have the cards for you there, and they will donate 10% of the house. In June, we're going to the China Buffet in Wilmington, same thing, and he's donating 10% of the house.
Ooh,
you do not
I love
need
the China
coupons.
Buffet.
Oh, I do too,
yeah. And
yeah.
I drive 30 miles to get his egg rolls. So, yeah, I'm glad to have that one set up. I'm going to be there all day eating egg rolls.
Well, tell you what, I'd really appreciate it, Carol, if you were to email me a list, you know, with dates and addresses and things of that nature to those events, because I'd definitely like to check that out. And while I'm speaking of events, people can search us on Facebook. An event that I'm going to be going to is the United We Stand Festival, which will be in Little Rock, Arkansas on June 22nd, and I'm looking to be broadcasting live there from the media spot, so looking forward to that. So if anyone wants to plan a trip to Arkansas, that'd be great. Perhaps we can meet up there or something of that nature. I've got some good friends I'm hoping to meet there. So I'm looking forward to that, just to put that out there for the folks about the United We Stand Festival. You can, of course, Google that or also check that out on Facebook.
When is that?
It is June 22nd.
Oh, I'm
year.
Going through there on June 5th. You're a little early for me.
For a couple weeks and
just hang around for a little while. Yeah, get back, get back down south
while.
So I don't sound so hillbilly, huh?
Hmm?
I'll get back down south where I don't sound so hillbilly.
No. Yeah, but it's being brought to us by the freeandequal.org, which folks can listen and hear the founder of freeandequal.org by going to the archives here on Blog Talk Radio for the On Barge Logic political talk, where I interviewed Christina Tobin, and she gave us about an hour of her time to talk about what's going on with freeandequal.org, which one of their missions is to open up ballot access to the grassroots and the alternative or liberty parties, such as the Constitution Party. And they did host some third-party debates this past election. So people like to listen to that or check that out in the archives, as well as some of the other shows. Definitely feel free to do so, and I'm welcoming that, and thank you for doing it. So anyway, after those shameless plugs, we'll bring it back to you.
Oh, no problem. You go right ahead. You do what you got to do.
Well, I did that. I did that on the show. So, yeah, definitely. You know, as I said, you know, I mean, of course, this is excuse me, probably another year away. I definitely like to, you know, get more involved in that. Of course, you know, next year I want to have a fundraiser, I guess, of sorts, where you know people, you know, across the country would be sending in donations as to donate the Girl Scout cookies to your organization.
Also, any donations that we receive will receive a letter for their tax purposes from us.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think, yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't even think on that.
Yeah, they certainly will. Right now, I'm sitting here making up an email with our newsletter on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ohio.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, and it has the calendar of events in it through September. In September
mm-hmm.
is how we kick off the blanket drive, is with a motorcycle ride.
Well, interesting.
At our local Harley-Davidson place over here in Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big all-day event. We have all sorts of vendors there with us. We have three live bands that play for us. A little cold drinks and little food and things like that.
Well,
but on this email,
I'm
putting the email address for the Morrow branch of Operation Thank You.
Okay.
Because it's different than Kettering
branch. Yeah.
And yeah, it's Kettering branch or Dayton branch, and then mm-hmm. I've got the pen pal note on here.
Well, folks, I do have, or ladies, I do have someone else who looks like they would like to chime in, someone from area
okay.
code 937, and the first digit of the number is 2. So I'm getting ready to open up your mic. Just give us your name and tell us what's on your mind. Thank you very much for calling into the show.
Hey, Carol and Bev, it's me, Gumby.
Oh, Gumby!
Oh, for heaven's sakes, how are you doing, sweetheart?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Bless your heart.
Well,
I had
nice
Gumby
to
call
in tonight.
You.
Thank you.
Gumby is one of our bikers with the Patriot Guard Riders, and she and I met, how long ago was it, Gumby? Years ago, I guess we met. And, you know, have been
girl,
friends ever
be
since.
You're telling your age.
Gumby is a big supporter of our heroes as well. She's a member of our organization, and
mm-hmm.
Patriot Guard Riders is really good to us and to our fallen heroes. And Gumby's a member of that group, and she's also a friend as well.
Oh, awesome. And we really appreciate you helping out the troops and our veterans.
And if the soldier from the 705th is still listening, thank you, because I must have met him when Matthew came home.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I guess he had to go. He may very well still be listening, you know, over the internet, but he's no longer in the switchboard here. But it, you know, he may be, or you know, of course, it may be come back and listen to the archive as well. So of course, you know, these shows
are archived, and they can be, saved as an audio clip and mm-hmm. shared to other people if people would like to do that. Or also the link can be shared where people can go to and listen to the show later on. Of course, one of the good things about the archives is people can listen to them at their convenience. I know for myself, I've had a show where I interviewed Aubrey Ashburn, who's actually someone's music who I really enjoy. So it was real fun interviewing her. So I took the audio clip and actually downloaded to my phone. So now I can hear it any time. So those things can be done with the audio clips here from the archives.
Well, let me tell you Gumby. Gumby, I'm going
to
tell a story about you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gumby and I, both of us have had heroes. When they come home, will come and stay with us. Not only do we support them when they're gone, but when they come home, we still have connections with them, whether it be just through emails or pictures. But she and I have had Marines and Army heroes come in and actually stay with us, and we both have had the privilege of feeding dinner to these heroes, a home-cooked meal, and giving them a great big old hug. And so, Gumby, I thank you for that. You and me are very much alike and kind of old-fashioned in that respect, but she's a good friend. I love you to death.
Oh, I can only hope to be half the woman that both you and Carol are.
Oh, well, thank you. Bless
well,
your
that's
heart.
A very nice compliment. Thank you.
So I called in to encourage people who are listening to get involved, because being part of OTY is just an amazing experience.
You know, one thing that we were talking about today was packing day, and we were talking about mm-hmm. it that beside the part of being able to serve those that serve us, Operation Thank You has been such a blessing in my life because of the people that have come into my life, because I would never have met them any other way. Friends all over mm-hmm. the country we'll never meet, but yet right here, the people that come in every week and help me pack and that show up to the fundraisers and work the different shifts. Like I said, we're always on the floor the whole time as the situation is going on. And that is something that the caliber of people that believe in this country and those that serve it are such a blessing to be around, and we have so much fun together.
Right.
And it's just a real blessing to be able to do this. I don't know why God chose me to be the founder of all of this and bring it all mm-hmm. together, but I am so glad he did. I've retired twice before. It didn't take, obviously. I put in more hours now than I ever did when I was getting paid for them. But,
it gives us the opportunity to have another family.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it's mm-hmm. like they say, if you're doing something that you love, you never work an hour in your life.
Right, I was going to say something of that, something like that.
Right.
Yeah, it's not work. It's not work. You can be worn out and physically dragging the floor, but it's not work because it's something that you really enjoy and love to do.
Mm-hmm.
I moved from Dayton 4 years ago, and I still keep in touch closely with Bev. And, you know, there's not a time when we don't hang up the phone that we don't say love you.
Mm-mm. Oh, that girl loves more people in the world. She says that to everybody she hangs up with. And they all love her back, I'll tell you.
You know, you have to. You just have to.
Yeah.
So I'm very fortunate that Bev and I have become family.
Yeah. And that's one of the things when we're supporting these troops is, you know, when they call me Mom Bev, you know, it's not just a name or a title, you know, but, you know, I get invited to, you know, retirement ceremonies. I get invited to their kids' graduations. You know, I get harassed when the Ohio State University is playing on TV because I'm Michigan, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, it's all family. And
well,
that's
you deserve that.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite pictures I have of Bev, she's sitting on my motorcycle.
Oh, I will tell you, I've never been on a motorcycle, and we were at an event, and I just wanted to sit on her motorcycle and just have picture taken. That was like the highlight. You know, I was going to send it to my son. Look, your mama is on a motorcycle.
Gumby
is standing next to me, and I'm on the motorcycle. Gumby's standing next to me. I got my makeup on, having a good hair day. They took the picture, and neither one of us noticed until the picture my husband developed it that we were standing directly in front of a Port-a-John. So Port-a-John is in that 5x7 picture.
Oh my gosh!
Like, oh well, we tried, but yeah, Gumby and I've been together for quite a few years now, you know.
No, but the important thing was
yeah,
the important thing was though Beverly looked fast on that bike.
Yeah. My son was, did you ride that bike, Mom? No, I just sat on it, honey. That's all I'm going to do, you know.
And she made some good vroom vroom noise.
Yeah,
some
exactly.
Vroom vroom noise.
Yeah. But
it was a good day.
It's you know, you have your biological family, and then you have your military family, you know. And my son told me once, my son is an only child, and one of the reasons he really enjoyed being in the military was he said, His battle buddies were like his brothers. The females on base were like his sisters, and the sergeant was like having his dad around all the time. So I asked him, I said, well, what did you mean by that last comment? How is your sergeant like your dad? And he goes, well, Mom, my sergeant yells at me all the time, but he's the first one to pat me on the back when I've done something good. You know, you just kind of have to smile. And he called us one day on a holiday and told us, he says, Mom, I'm not with you, but I am with my military family, you know, over Christmas. And it's things like that make you realize the bond that he had with them is now the bond that we have with our troops, both that are deployed and the ones that are home.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, how we feel like a military family?
Well, yeah, because you're definitely, become integrated in their lives.
Right.
Yeah, and a lot of times I get asked, well, why did you start Operation Thank You? Do you have any kids in the military? And I say, yes, thousands of them. And they look at me kind of strange, and I say, well, they all become my kids. That you don't correspond on them, man, never meet them. You don't correspond for 9, 10, 11 months with somebody and not get attached. And those that are around here that come back and work with Operation Thank You, you really get attached to. And when they go back, it was the second or third or fourth tour, it's like sending blood.
Yeah.
Because they are not
really,
just another name
care of
anymore.
Them as well, you know?
Yeah. I was a military wife for 24 years. Lynn was in the service for 24 years. And the military in itself becomes a family to you because all your family is across the country. And if you've got an emergency, you've got to rely on people that may be pretty much strangers to you.
Mm-hmm.
We have had a couple of emergencies when we've just recently moved to that base. And they come out of the woodwork to help you when they hear that there's a need. And
right.
You may not know who these people are, but they come in and serve meals for 3 or 4 weeks to somebody that's been put to bed because she's having trouble with a pregnancy or... You know, or take it. I had the family offer to take my 2 kids that were under 4 years old when my father died, and we were going to go home to the funeral. Yeah, you know, leave the kids here. Go take care of business. And, of course, I took them because the relatives wanted to see them. I have no idea why, but they did. And they were still young and behaved themselves then, I guess. But... you know, they just come together because there is no Aunt Bessie next door or Grandmama's not down the street to call on.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a special type of person to be in the military and
it takes a special type
of person to marry a military person because you're
not
in control of your life. Uncle Sam can pick you up and move you in about 3 weeks' notice. Clear across the country.
Right.
And uproot the kids from school, and you got a house to sell and got to find another place to live and figure out why the coffee pot's sitting in the middle of your bed when you get unpacked at the new location. But sheets in the kitchen, you know. I mean, it's a mess when you get uprooted like that. But
and
you
what's
learn to
nice
flow
too
with
is,
it and go with it. You just don't let it get
it's
to
like,
you.
One of the things that's nice too is like when we're working with Carol or we're working with Gumby, we have worked together for so long that it's like we can do things and not even tell each other what needs to be done. We just know what needs to be done. And, you know, just like with Gumby, you know, she'll call and say, well, you know, this and that, and we'll talk about, well, what's going on with your hero, and then we'll talk about one of my heroes. You know, we call them our kids, and that's really how we feel. You know, Gumby and Carol and I feel like that all of these heroes are our kids. If you call us mom, then there's things that we're going to do because you call us mom. You know, we're going to be your mom. And it means a lot to them, and it also means a lot to us.
And we know if someone says it's going to be done, it will be done. We know we can take
right.
each other at our words.
Exactly. Exactly. If I tell you it's going to get done, it's going to get done. Right.
If Beverly says something, that's her word. I have complete trust in the ladies.
And that's the other thing. You know, we're Gumby's in northern Ohio now. Again,
mm-hmm.
I can't emphasize enough, no matter what you do, please contact us. We can put you to work as a volunteer in our organization, and you don't even have to leave your own house. You know, we have a lady down in Sevierville, Tennessee, that owned quilt shops, and she sends us materials for us for our sewing projects that we use. So she's down in Sevierville, Tennessee. I have a lady in Oregon that crochets scarves for our troops, and another one who makes blankets for our troops. So no matter what you can do, whether it's a craft or a gift of writing or whatever, please contact us. Because just like Gumby, you know, she's several hours away, and yet we still work together and communicate with each other about what we're doing. You know, so please give us a call or send us an email.
A perfect example of that is that I had a soldier challenge me to jump out of an airplane
to
earn my airborne wings. So I'm not going to back down from that. I said, okay. I said, but I'm going to make something good come from that besides just earning my wings. So for my 40th birthday, I told my friends and family, I said, instead of giving me my own birthday presents, I said, you all will come out for the to the airport, bring something that's a military support item, and we'll make care packages for the troops. And I ended up with three large boxes, and I teamed up with Beverly. She gave me the name of a chaplain in a remote area, and we sent three large packages to that chaplain in a remote area, and those soldiers got three large packages of items that I collected because a soldier challenged me to jump out of an airplane.
Wow. So how well?
I had a son that could have taught you to do it, too. Yeah, I have a son that
and
is
there's a video on YouTube
an instructor of skydiving. He could have taught you how to do that if I'd known about it.
Yeah.
So we're a great team. Somebody always brings something.
So
and
how was
like
jumping out of the airplane? Did you like it?
And that's like,
you know, here's the thing. The reason why he did that is that he knew I was afraid of heights and I had a fear of flying. So he told me it would build my character. Once I got out into the free fall, I did it in memory of a soldier who was killed in action who was airborne. And once I got out, I felt like I was jumping for him and all of the airborne soldiers who couldn't jump for themselves anymore.
Oh, wow.
And it became, I volunteered at Walter Reed Hospital, and I had an airborne soldier tell me, when you jump, it's like you can reach out and touch the face of God. Once I got out there in the air and I put it into perspective of jumping for those who couldn't jump for themselves, it really was like reaching out and touching the face of God. And it was an incredible 8 minutes.
And that's
and,
all
you know,
it
that's
was
like,
8 minutes? Wow.
And see, that's the thing. When Gumby, you know, called and said, you know, this is what I want to do, you know, if I collect the donations, you know, and that sort of thing, you know, do you have names we can send it to? And I thought, well, you don't have to jump out of a plane. You know, we can figure something else out. You know, but this is something she wanted to do, and this is what I'm saying. Everybody who volunteers does something a little different, but in their own way, they support the troops. And I'm telling you, what she did, I think, was magnificent that she had the guts to go do what she did.
Oh,
you
I'm
know?
Telling you.
I don't know. Just it seems illogical for me to jump out of a perfectly in repair plane. I don't know.
My son has an answer for that.
One of the amazing
things. My son
says
the jump planes aren't fit to land. He can land better by himself on his own 2 feet.
One of the amazing things about that jump is that the two skydivers I went with, one of them
mm-hmm.
videotaped my jump, and the other one I was tandem with. They are two skydivers who jumped in when the soldier for whom I jumped, when his body was brought home.
Oh, wow.
So mm-hmm. it was very amazing for me to be able to jump with them, and they were both former Rangers.
And it was an emotional time, too. Very emotional time.
Yeah, so it was, they really understood why it was important for me to do that jump. And so it was something that I'll always remember. After that, I met a soldier who had lost both of his legs in Iraq, and he was former 82nd Airborne. And I was able to tell him, I jumped for you because you can't jump for yourself anymore. And he and I have had a very special bond ever since.
Wow. That's incredible. Well,
so everybody has something that they can offer.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's why no matter how crazy it is. Yeah, no matter how crazy it is, everybody has something they can offer.
And we have a lot of senior citizens that don't have the money to do an awful lot with.
Mm-hmm.
That
did
write
a lot of
cards and send cards once or twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
That
did you get a lot of those?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. There's a lot of those that do that want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said a while ago, Operation Thank You just shows people and gives them the opportunity to do something at their level.
Right.
Whether it's 50 hours a week or whether
mm-hmm.
it's 20 minutes a day, once a week, to sit down and write birthday cards or thank you cards and write a little note to somebody, to be that aunt that they've never met, but it's the only mail they get every week or so.
Mm-hmm.
So
I also,
it's at your level, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I do here in Kettering, too, is I have several families with children with disabilities. And, they want to know what they can do. And, again, we kind of cater our needs to their wants of wanting, to support the troops and that sort of thing. So whether it's a school group or a handicapped child, if you'll contact us and tell us what you have, what the situation is, we will figure out a way to keep you, very busy. And it might be something as simple as, taping a sucker on a card. Where it's something that would take you and I maybe 5 seconds to do, it will take this particular child several minutes to do it. But when they've done it, they've made a big accomplishment. So, we're not in a hurry when we get our jobs and ideas and things to do. But again,
mm-hmm.
I want to emphasize, please call us because whatever you have, we can put you to use.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and hang up and let somebody else have a turn with you ladies. I love
okay.
you, Carol. I love,
you, Gumby. Bye.
Thanks
Night.
For calling, Gumby. Take
Thank
care.
You very much. I did have a real quick question for if she didn't mind. I wanted to
sure.
ask you. Maybe I missed it. When you very first got involved with the ladies or Operation Thank You, what brought you involved with that? Did I miss that? Or because sometimes I multitask while I'm on here. I'm chatting with people in the chat or I'm chatting with people on Facebook, about the show and things of that nature. So I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss that.
I came in with Beverly several years ago because I first met her at a military funeral.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Was it probably back in, about 2006 maybe, Bev?
I was thinking 2005 or something, but about then, yeah.
I know it's been, I've known her since probably about Christ was a kid. So
yeah.
I know it's been quite a while. And then I came in with Beverly several years ago. So that's how I got involved.
Yeah, actually, Gumby and I know each other, but we've never met face to face.
Right.
Well, I've got a lot of friends like that, through the show that, we've become real good friends over time, But we've never, you know, personally met, and, you know, I'm hoping eventually at some point that, you know, I'll be able to alleviate that. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I wouldn't be able to do that with all of them, but the number, as you ladies probably well aware, just keeps growing with the friends that you make, that, you know, I'd like the person to be able to get to meet some of them. And I'm hoping they have the opportunity this coming up June.
Bev has been my link. Bev has been my link. She and I met several years ago, and we were family the day we met.
Yeah, I can't explain it, but there was some kind of connection between me and Gumby. We just immediately hit it off, you know.
Well, everybody's like that. You meet her, and you feel like you've known her all your life anyway. She never meets a stranger.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I loved her the minute I met her. Loved her the minute I met her.
We'd known each other for 6 or 8 months before we ever met, face to face.
Yeah.
And but that's the thing. You felt like you knew her all along.
I've always said, if you do the right thing with the right people for the right reason, God will bless you. And I think when I meet people, I consider each individual to be a blessing in my life that our paths have crossed. And I'm telling you, the friendship that I have with Gumby and with Carol, with a lot of our troops, is priceless. Again, I would not have those friendships had I not gotten involved in Operation Thank You. So,
exactly.
You know, for that in itself,
I'm
very, very grateful for that.
It was funny. I remember the first time I met Bev because I was told to meet her at the funeral home. And when I told her who I was, she said, "Really, you're Gumby? I expected someone taller."
Well,
we're from Gumby.
I'm
sure
wearing,
you got the nickname Gumby now. But
I came in wearing my chaps and my leathers and everything, and a do-rag, and I'm not even 5 feet tall. And she here's Beth.
Yeah.
Beth's like 6'5", and you know, she looks down at me. She said, "Really, you're Gumby? I expected taller."
Yeah.
Well, Bev and I are together. You know, we're always Mutt and Jeff.
Yeah, exactly.
Real quick, ladies. I see I only have 9 minutes of live time here on the show.
Okay.
But one good thing about it is that we do go into extended version, which usually lasts about, or can last, up to another 59 minutes if necessary. And a lot of times, actually, on the show it does. Not necessarily have to be so tonight, but I do want to put that out there. So, folks, if they want to listen to the show while it's in the extended period, you can call in at 347-945-7428. Or, of course, you can listen to the extended version on the archives. If it goes a lot length, I think it will at least for a little bit. So if you'd like to listen, as I said, just I'll reiterate the number, 347-945-7428. And I do have someone in the chat who was asking, and I believe, and that was Barbara. And thank you very much, Barbara, for coming and listening to the show. And she was asking if there is a website for this. So if you guys wouldn't mind reiterating the website, but of course, if people miss it, they can go to the Bard's Logic Political Talk website and go to the Get Involved page, where you'll see a button there that'll take you to the link as well. But since the ladies are still on the line, we can go ahead, and I'll also put the links on the website so that even when I'm doing another show, you know, with different guests or what have you, I do keep the links on the Bard's Logic Political Talk website for some time, so that even if I am, you know, doing another show, if people go to the website, they will still have access, even if they didn't listen to the archive on this particular episode, to your website, they would still have access to it to check it out. So if you would go ahead and reiterate for Barbara what the name of the website is, that'd be great.
Okay, Carol, you want to go first?
For the big Operation Thank You, the master channel there, is OhioOperationThankYou.org. And from there you can get to Beverly's, or Beverly's is, go ahead, Bev, and put that one out there.
It's www.OperationThankYouDayton.org. Dayton is spelled D-A-Y-T-O-N, Again, that's www.operationthankyoudayton.org.
And there's a link to the main Operation Thank You from her website to get over to the one that's got a little more history to it.
Right.
It goes back and it's got some pictures and things on there of some of the troops and that kind of thing. I think you've got that on yours too, don't you?
Right, we have lots of pictures, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've seen some of the pictures. They were really nice. I've seen some of the pictures there when I was looking at the website. Actually,
well,
I've got
thank you very much.
Thank you. The Dayton one, the Operation Thank You Dayton.org one up right now, and looking at the photos, and I see two ladies in one photo holding a box. Would either one of that be
what
for America?
Holding
what?
A box.
The
one's me. Yeah.
The maroon shirt, or the one with the looks like the Girl Scout. There's a blue. One other lady's wearing a blue vest with a bunch of buttons on it.
That's me. That's my hero's vest. I wear it's a denim vest, and people give me different patriotic pins to wear on the vest. And I have my son's picture when he was in the military on the vest. And so I'm the one wearing the vest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I see a guy in the military there, guard, holding a bunch of boxes, and I see one of the quilts.
Right.
Picture of some of the quilts. And, oh man, the two tanks with the big flag. That's awesome.
Right.
Oh, and I see this little kid.
That's actually one of my favorite
grader.
Pictures, the one with the flag and the tanks, yeah.
Yeah, half here it says a fourth grader collected 4,092 Christmas cards to send to the troops. So
that's my grandson. That's what he did 2 years ago.
Wow, that's incredible. That is a lot of cards.
Yeah. Yeah,
you should
have seen his bedroom this year with
11,000. Let's see, that's some really cool pictures. So a special thank you from, looks like Sergeant Seth there. And I do see some folks who have called in. I didn't know whether it's just to listen or to chime in. But if you have called in to speak with the ladies, just push the 1 on your phone dial. And that will let me know that you'd like to chime in. But, of course, if you'd like to just listen, that's fine as well. And I'll reiterate, if you are calling in on Skype, just send a message to me through the chat or through Facebook if you're calling in from Skype. Now, you said also on the Ohio one they have some pictures too, correct?
Yes.
Ooh,
we've been working on that, so
no.
It may not be complete. But on the given Beverly's address a couple of times, I'd like to give mine down here.
Sure.
It's Operation Thank You, Post Office Box 59, Morrow, Morrow, Ohio, 45152. And, of course, you can get those addresses off of the website as well.
Awesome. You know, I'll definitely have to check out the Ohio one. I have the Dayton one here. And, of course, once you send the link to me, I'll put that one up on the website as well. And speaking of web links, oh, go ahead.
I sent you a web or email.
Oh, okay. Let me
with
check.
With the newsletter, which has the calendar in it for all of the coming
great.
Events all the way through September, the bike ride. And,
awesome, yeah. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. And that old lady with the gray hair, that's me.
Oh, okay. Okay,
you can
yeah,
put that
I got
in the garden this fall and keep the bugs out.
I've got the email there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, ladies, I see a couple more folks have dialed in. And if you'd like to say something to the ladies, as I said, just push 1 on your number dial. And so I do see we do only have 2 minutes of live time. So I'd like to thank – oh, yep, and there's my studio telling me that. So this time I'd like to thank everyone who are not going to be able to call in and listen to the extended version. Of course, you're welcome to hear the rest of the show by listening to the archives, which will be available very shortly after. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, you can download the audio clip for the show, or you can also save and share the link So thank you all for coming in and listening to the live version here with Operation Thank You on Bars Logic Political Talk. And also thank you for listening on the archives for the show. We will continue on into extended version until either the show cuts us off or we shut things down, whichever the ladies prefer, but we'll go from there. So thank you very much to all the folks listening live. Take care and have a good night, and hope to hear you soon or see you soon. And we only have about 17 seconds of on air live, and we will go into extended version. Thank you very much, ladies, for letting me close that part down before we continue into the extended version.
No problem.
Great, and I do see some other folks on the line, because unfortunately, once it's live, or not live any longer, it's in the recorded session, folks
mm-hmm.
can no longer call in. So that's one of the bad parts about the extended version is if people aren't able to call in, then they, you know, before the live portion ends, they can't call in afterwards. So,
can they send you questions in an email?
They can send me questions on email. Yes, they can. They can also put. I'm reading a chat. That's why you're hearing some pauses. But yeah, they can send some questions also in chat as well. Like one is, please post the website before the chat ends. Let's see, I can post the one, and that was from Barbara. I will post, let's see, the Dayton one here in the chat because I do not have the Ohio one yet. But, well, I have it here so I can send it. I'm multitasking here. But, Barbara, I see you there, and so I'm talking to you directly. When I do get the Ohio one, I will send it to you because I know we are friends on Facebook. I will send it to you that way. And, of course, I can be found on Facebook as well. Just it's my personal one. The show itself doesn't have a page, but I do have one on Facebook here. All right, well, I am done multitasking.
Okay.
A five times for the pauses. And there you go, Barbara. I did put the link there in, actually not quite the chat, but I see you have a private message to me from the chat, and I sent the link there. Okay. Oh, but there we go. Well, yeah, definitely. It was great to hear the, you know, joke call in and get a personal
I love that. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It.
Definitely give what word was I looking at? Testimony, there we go. That's the word I was looking.
Right.
A testimony of actually have been on the receiving end of what you guys do.
Yeah,
very
nice. That
made
my
day. I thought he was going to turn out to be one of our kids all of a sudden, and I thought, oh, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the tears. That probably would have done it.
Yeah, you did a nice job, Robert. I really, really enjoyed visiting with you and visiting with your listeners as well. And I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on your show.
Certainly.
And for any American hero that's listening to Carol and I tonight, I really do want to say for doing what you're doing to protect the red, white, and blue, thank you very, very much. And to all of our veterans, thank you for what you did years ago. Because of you, we have our freedom today. So thank you again very much, Robert, for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you out to the Vietnam veterans that didn't get their welcome home that they should have.
Exactly.
Right, that too. That's
one of the reasons that Operation Thank You was started. It was to make sure that that didn't happen again. It shouldn't have happened in the first place,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't want it to happen. And sometimes we get, when we approach someone at one of these fundraisers and ask them to write a card. One man looked at my husband, and he was not very nice about it. He told him, he said, nobody did that for me. I'm not about to do it. And my husband looked at him, he said, sir, I was there with you. And that's why we are doing this now. And he took a card and wrote it. And my husband brought it to me, and he said, Carol, you better read this now while you know that there could be something here. And he told me what had happened.
Right.
And it turned out to be one of the nicest cards we ever got. He realized that there was another way. It didn't have to be the way it was for him in when he came back from Vietnam. My husband came out of the airport in civilian clothes. He went into the airport in uniform. They spit all over him so bad he had to stop and change his clothes.
Wow.
Threw the uniform away. And we didn't want that to happen again. It shouldn't have happened in the first place, but if there was anything we could do to stop it, that's a little behind what we do today.
Appreciate it. And that brings me to an audio clip, if you ladies would indulge me. I played it some, if I picked the right one here. If not, I'll just end it and we'll move forward. But it's about 6 minutes long, if you bear with me. But I think a lot of what you folks are doing for the military, you know, you talk about Vietnam and what they've all done. And just to bring the point home to folks, not only what the United States military and the veterans have done for us, for the freedoms of the United States, what the United States military over the course of history has done for the world. And if you'd bear with me, if you don't mind, I'd like to play a 6-minute audio clip about that. Are you ladies okay with that?
Oh, no problem. Go
okay,
ahead.
Great. And as I said, I believe we got the right one here. And if not, I'll just turn it off. We'll move forward, and I'll look for that one later another time. But I believe this is it. It's called You Could Hear a Pin Drop.
Good day to you, America. For over 235 years, American men and women have served our country with great honor. From the Revolutionary War to the present-day Iraq-Afghanistan War, this story is to honor all of those who have served America. For myself, I say thank you and God bless all of you. At a time when our president and other politicians tend to apologize for our country's prior actions, here is a refresher on how some of our former patriots handled negative comments about our country. In JFK's time, Secretary of State Dean Rusk was in France in the early 1960s when de Gaulle decided to pull out of NATO. De Gaulle said he wanted all U.S. military out of France as soon as possible. Rusk responded, "Does that include those who are buried here?" De Gaulle did not respond. You could have heard a pin drop. When in England, at a fairly large conference, Colin Powell was asked by the Archbishop of Canterbury if our plans for Iraq were just an example of empire building by George Bush. He answered by saying, "Over the years, the United States have sent many of its fine young men and women into great peril to fight for freedom, well beyond our borders. The only amount of land we have ever asked for in return is enough to bury those who did not return home." You could have heard a pin drop. There was a conference in France where a large number of international engineers were taking part, including French and American. During the break, one of the French engineers came back into the room saying, "Have you heard the latest dumb stunt Bush has done? He sent an aircraft carrier to Indonesia to help tsunami victims. What does he intend to do, bomb them?" A Boeing engineer stood up and replied quietly, "Our carriers have 3 hospitals on board that can treat several hundred people. They are nuclear powered and can supply electrical energy power to the shore facilities. They have 3 cafeterias with the capacity to feed 3,000 people 3 meals a day, and they can produce several thousand gallons of fresh water from seawater each day, and they carry a half dozen helicopters for use in transporting victims and injured to and from their flight decks. We have 11 such ships. How many does France have? you could have heard a pin drop. A U.S. Navy admiral was attending a naval conference that included admirals from America, England, Canada, Australia, and a French naval admiral. They were at a cocktail reception. The American admiral found himself standing with a large group of officers that included personnel from most of those countries. Everyone was chatting away in English as they sipped their drinks, but a French admiral suddenly complained that whereas Europeans learn many languages, Americans learn only English. He then asked, "Why is it we always have to speak English at these conferences rather than speaking French?" Without hesitation, the American admiral replied, "Maybe it is because the Brits, the Canadians, Aussies, and the Americans arranged it so you wouldn't have to speak German. You could have heard a pin drop." And this story fits right in with the above. Robert Whiting, an elderly gentleman of 83, he arrived in Paris by airplane. At French customs, he took a few minutes to locate his passport. It was in his carry-on. "Sir, you have been in France before, Monsignor," the customs officer asked sarcastically. Mr. Whiting admitted that he had been in France previously. "Then you should know enough to have your passport ready." The American said, "The last time I was here, I did not have to show it." "Impossible. Americans always have to show their passports upon arrival in France," the senior American said. He gave the Frenchman a long, hard look. Then he quietly explained, "Well, when I came ashore at Omaha Beach on D-Day in 1944 to help liberate this country, I couldn't find a single Frenchman to show my passport to." You could have heard a pin drop. Now, I am a proud American, and I am extremely proud of the men and women who serve our country today, who have served our country. I say God bless you, your friends, and your family, and thank you for the service to our country, the United States of America.
And thank you very much, ladies, for indulging me to play that clip.
Oh, that was beautiful. I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you did. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I don't even recall where I found that. It was during the elections, actually, you know, when I was doing some things there. But I thought it was fitting for tonight's show.
Oh, very nice. I enjoyed that. Thank you.
Yes. Well, you were very welcome.
Great tribute to our military who have shown up in places that they really weren't welcome sometimes, but
right.
They left having done a good job.
I have to tell you a story. There is one of the people in my networking that we send our cards to is in Maine, and she's in a nursing home. But there are veterans inside this nursing home. So one of the things that she does is once a month, prior to their birthdays, she will send me a list of their names. And then what I do is I pull from the cards that I have and send them to her. And then she hands the birthday cards out to the veterans on their birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, having said that, one of the veterans wrote a letter to my husband, because I have my husband sign the cards too. And he wrote us a letter and said that he was a Vietnam veteran and he never got thanked, and he really appreciated the fact that my husband and I had sent him, you know, this card. Well, then I sent him a letter back and told him, you know, about Vietnam veterans and how they were treated, and I, you know, apologized to him, but I thanked him for his service. Then he writes me another letter. Then we wrote him another letter. And to make a long story short, we're now pen pals. So, you know, it's one of those things where it started out with I put a stamp on a card and set it off not knowing who it was going to go to. And now I have a pen pal, and he's a Vietnam veteran. And, you know, very proud that, you know, we have that connection now. So you never know, you know, when you're sending a card or a letter, who it's going to go to or what it's going to do, you know. But I really loved you to hear a pin drop. I think he would really appreciate that too.
Yeah, that was great. I like that. I really enjoyed that one. I heard that. And it's been, I put it on other shows as well. I just can't recall which ones, because it had been some months ago. But, yeah, I have another one somewhere kind of similar to that. A Canadian who said he appreciates, you know, American military. But I won't do that one tonight, since it's quarter after the hour.
Right.
So, yeah, so I didn't know how late ladies would like to have been up this evening. So I appreciate you guys coming on. I mean, I could still keep going. If you can, of course, but, you know, it's totally up to you as the guests.
Have we answered all your questions about Operation Thank You?
Well, I think, I think so, definitely. I think we spent some good time with it, and I definitely would like, I can't wait to check out that email and see some of the events that you guys have going on this summer, and I definitely would like to, look into attending at least one of those. And I'd be honored if we ever got the opportunity to meet you guys in person, since you're really not that far away from where I live, only within
right.
a couple hours probably, at least up in Dayton, or even around maybe Kettering, might only be a couple hours away.
Yeah, Morrow is Cincinnati suburb.
Okay.
We're about 50 miles from, Bev and I live about 50 miles apart.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's in the Dayton area, and I'm in the Cincinnati area.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Morrow is a real small town. The welcome to and hurry back signs are on the opposite side of the same post.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've heard of Morrow, but it's about how many people are in the town?
I really don't know. It's a little farm town.
No, okay.
It has two little banks. It doesn't have a grocery store anymore. We have our own post office. We're coming up in the world. We're getting a subway. They're putting that in now.
Subway.
And of course, we've got a liquor store.
Oh, well,
and I think we've got two service stations. The county that we're in is Warren County. We're about 5 miles from Kings Island, if you're familiar with this area at all.
Oh, yeah. I'll be spending a lot of time at Kings Island, because tomorrow is actually my daughter's birthday.
Oh,
so
happy birthday from us.
Oh, yeah.
I will do so. Yeah, she's going to be 11 years old, and I got her a gold season pass to Kings Island for her birthday.
Okay.
We're
about 5 miles. My house is about 5 miles from as the crow flies from there.
No, wow. We'll have to do Kings Island together someday. That'd be pretty cool.
I'm a little old for Kings Island these days.
Oh, well, my daughter likes roller coasters.
Leave it for the 11-year-old.
My wife. I'm not gonna do roller coasters. Oh, I don't do roller coasters or much of the rides. I just like to watch the shows, eat food, and. Well, I guess that's about it. But, shop maybe. Maybe play some video games. My daughter loves to all the rides and roller coasters. And
that's a good
fun.
Age, too.
She'll enjoy it. She'll have a good time over there. They've got the water park over there now, too.
Oh, I'm telling you, she loves that. She loves to swim. I'm actually hoping at one point she'll get her what is that, lifeguard license or something like that, so you have a summer job or something during high school or whatever. So, okay, we do have I'm sorry, I do have someone who would like to chime in is not on the line, and so let me open up her, I think it's she on her mic, who's called in, 386. Yes, 386.
I forgot to unmute myself. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Is this Cindy?
It's me, Cindy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Thank you very much, Cindy, for calling into the show.
Well, I just wanted to say one last thing before they go, because there's a lot of places, a lot of states require their high school students to do so many hours of community service before they can graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that this would be really good. I don't know if you spread the word around in that way or not, but people should let their high schools know or high school students know that they could do this kind of a thing for that.
Quite often we have young people that do that. Also, I've even worked with some that have gotten themselves a little messed up with the law and have to do community service.
Exactly, that's what I was going to say, too. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're a little bit careful with that, but as long as we know that the charges are not real severe.
But
we do, and as a matter of fact, today one of our ladies took home a huge stack of custom papers. Each box has to have custom papers on it. She has some girls up in Wilmington that need to finish up their community service before school's out.
Mm-hmm.
And she took those home for the for them to make out for us, to put our addresses on, so it doesn't take us quite as long to fill out the custom form when we're packing. And they come in and help us in the warehouse and things like that on occasion too. So,
well, we've worked with the we've worked with the high school, like for the National Honor Society. Like you said, they have to have so many hours, you know. And here in Kettering, we also work with the court system, just like Carol, for the juveniles when they have to do community service. We do the paperwork, and they honor us as a you know, an organization that they can work with. Again, you kind of have to be careful. You know, it's one of the things, you usually have other people with you when that sort of thing does, but we do get credit for them. They get credit for doing volunteer work with us. But thanks for bringing that up, Cindy, because I didn't even think to bring that up. So thanks for mentioning that.
Oh, great. Awesome. Thank you, Cindy. Yeah,
you're welcome.
I wasn't aware of either.
We're homeschoolers, too, and that would be somewhere you could also go to. There's homeschool organizations in almost every big city. And,
right.
I have a young lady that's homeschooled that comes almost every week with her grandparents.
She's a sophomore
this year in high school. She was there at packing today, as a matter of fact. And we had quite a few teenagers. They're out this week around here for spring break.
Oh, yeah.
We had the Rainbow Girls out there today. There's five or six of them that came in and helped us today.
There's a lot of different places that you can go to get, and, you know, the government can feed our troops. Well, they can, but anyway, they can feed our troops. They can get them here and there, give them weapons and ammo and all that. But,
well, they're not even,
you know,
to my understanding, Cindy, they're not even doing giving them much ammo anymore, from what I've heard from
All that ammo we bought, where's it going? Anyway, that's another issue. Anyhow, you know, their morale is so important, and that's kind of our job. It's our job to make sure that our troops are on high morale, because they're better troops that way, and they don't get so depressed when they come home. I mean, look how all those, you were mentioning earlier about the Vietnam people coming back, and that one particular guy who was so bitter because of how Americans acted when he came back.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's our job, to make sure that we don't judge them. They're under command when they're in the Army. And, you know,
well,
unless they...
Go ahead.
Well, unless
they do
something terrible outside of, you know, what
You were talking about picking up the morale in their spirits, that sort of thing. And not too long ago, there was an officer, he and his crew, they go out on missions all the time. So we sent them a box of small travel-sized pillows, so they'd have a pillow to sleep on when they're in their vehicles. And he wrote a note back, and he said it was one of the nicest gifts he had ever gotten, but it wasn't the gift of pillows. What it was is I included a letter, and he knew that the pillows were donated to us by the manufacturer. The material was donated to us by a lady in Sevierville that made the pillowcases, And then we had volunteers who cut the pillowcases out, and other volunteers who sewed them, and then other volunteers who put the pillowcases on the pillows, and then another group that packed them. So it wasn't just the one box. It was all the people involved in just getting
right.
that one pillow to him. And you're right. It picked their spirits up. He said it was the one, probably the best gift that they have ever gotten. So, and that's what's important when you're including these letters and these cards. When they know that total strangers care about them, it makes a difference. And just like with these pillows, it wasn't, I mean, they were thrilled with the pillows, but when they had the story about how many people, you know, the pillows came from Texas, the material came from Tennessee, the volunteers in Ohio were the ones that pulled it all together, okay? It means something to them to know that they have support back here at home to support what it is they're doing over there.
That's
every
right.
once in a while, I get an email back from my initial contact, and their answer is, "We didn't know that anybody was aware we were here." Now, granted, I sit and tears stream down my face when I get something like that because it just hurts so bad for them to think that they're over there laying their line, their lives on the line, and we don't know they're there. Now, there are so many people that want to do things that don't know how to go about, that don't need to be a lot of money involved. It doesn't need to be a lot of time. It just, I want to do something to show them that they are not forgotten. And like I said before, Operation Thank You is a vehicle to do that. Because we show other people how to go about it, because a lot of people don't know how simple it really is to get involved.
Right.
They don't know where to go to get involved.
And we're also wrapped up in our own lives, in our own schedules.
Exactly.
Our own problems. And we forget there's people out there that need us.
There is, in this country right now, the majority of the people don't think we're at war. They understand our military's at war, but this country's not at war. And they go about their lives too fast, too furiously, and they're just not thinking that there is a young man or a young woman out there that is in harm's way, that before the day is out might be gone or might be wounded and their lives change forever because they are trying to protect those that are running helter-skelter around here doing their own thing. And that's sad when you get something back from one of the soldiers saying, "We didn't realize anybody knew we were here."
Wow.
Yeah.
And Operation gets hold of them, and they know somebody's aware. So I often laugh and think they don't know they've got a tiger by the tail. Because
we
do so much more than the normal support group, or we work with those normal support groups that descend the facts and the toothpaste and let them supply the normal stuff, and we go into the food and the microwaves and the toilet seats and the, oh, I have no idea what all we've sent over the years. There's a list of it on my website, for one thing. I got a request one time. It was kind of cute. He said, "We came into the desert, sat down, excuse me, and had to build our own city. Had to dig our own latrines and everything, and we're tired of sitting on splinters. This is a silly request, but could you send toilet seats?" Well, the next resume I sent out had that in it, so of course they ordered them too. Warren County, Ohio didn't have a toilet seat in any store anywhere for the whole spring because we were sending out dozens of them every week.
Wow.
People found out that, hey, they'll do this, you know. And,
we know. I don't know if you guys will appreciate me bringing this up, but there actually is a such thing as a heated toilet seat, to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sending heated toilet seats. We'd have to send the compressor to go with it to run the electricity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got one of those. They're very nice.
but you know, it's, and our signature item in the summertime is a popsicle. And no, they're not frozen. It's the Popeyes type. We find out if they have a freezer. I've never seen a Humvee with a freezer in it, so we talk to them. That's one of the things that we are so need, the personal contact, to find out things that they have so we can supply to the things they have.
Mm-hmm.
But we send out thousands and thousands of popsicles every year. It's already in the 70s in the valleys in Afghanistan. And
wow.
We've already started sending popsicles. And they're filling requests. They've already asked for them. Blankets and hand warmers in the wintertime and popsicles in the summertime.
So how long does it take to get a toilet seat to Afghanistan?
Well, it
depends
used
on
to
the
take
location.
2 weeks. But now
two
it
weeks.
Could take up to a month because they cut their mail deliveries to every 2 weeks instead of every few days.
It's terrible.
But normally it used to take 2 weeks, but to get
like
anything
you said,
there. Unless it was during the holidays, and of course the mail picked up more. So
well,
it was about 3 weeks. But it.
Well, we just have to bring it. We just have to send them so much mail that it takes them a whole month to read it all.
Right.
Cindy, I believe in the chat about the government. You know how quickly they get other folks things. You know what I mean? They can feed and take
right.
care of other folks, but not our military.
Right. Well, Cindy, you were talking about, lifting their morale and that sort of thing. And I thought, I just went through my file. I had thought of this one story when I was at the post office and we were mailing Christmas packages one year. And this little four-year-old boy came in and he was talking about how high the boxes were, what color the boxes were, that sort of thing. And then out of the clear blue, he just stood there and saluted. And his mother said, are you trying to be a soldier? He goes, no, I'm saluting the boxes. So I asked his mom, I said, would you mind if I gave him a magic marker and let him draw on the boxes? So I told him each box, this is a chaplain. He's at the hospital, and he draw a happy face, or he draw like his little handprint on the side of the box, that sort of thing. When he was done, I came home, and one of the things that I do is I send messages from the chaplain, and then Carol sends it out to all the members across the nation, and they love these little stories. Well, what I ended up doing with this particular story about this little four-year-old is I sent the story out to some of our heroes that were deployed, and I had more responses to what that did, the thought of that little boy saluting those boxes did for those heroes, that were over there in Afghanistan. So it's little things like that. Like I said, it's the story, it's the care packages that make a difference. And just like that little four-year-old, I'm telling you, that is just one of my favorite little stories. I wish you could have seen it. It was all I could do not to cry. But
I know
what
that is.
When he was finished, he turned to his mom and he says, I've been really good. I want a milkshake. and he was like, yeah, I probably have to now. But you're right, Cindy. It's they need to have their spirits picked up, and whether it's in an email or a card or in a care package, that's what Carol and I do with our organization. We make sure that we bring, things to them to bring comfort to them, but to lift their spirits as well. So I'm glad you mentioned that. I thank you again for doing that.
And when
no problem.
We send Christmas cards that the kids at school have made or at Sunday school and Valentine's and that type of thing, we do it.
Yeah.
Well, this year they're not doing the Easter Project for the last 5 years. I've had a 10-year-old girl, she's 15 now, but at 10 years old, she started an Easter project of getting cards and putting a bag of Easter candy or we call them jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
With
yeah,
each ones in them and writing notes on them. And when they get those type things, they decorate the walls with them so
mm-hmm.
everybody can share. Because a lot of these soldiers have got children at home. And this, in a way, it makes them miss home more, but also in the same ways it brings home to them because they see what the children are sending them. And it reminds them of their home. And
last week, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'll finish.
Okay, last week we sent a card, and my little five-year-old granddaughter had signed her name on it. And then she drew a Christmas tree. And I said, now, why are you drawing a Christmas tree? You know, it's close to Easter. I thought you'd draw an Easter bunny. And again, she knew that this was going to a wounded hero. And her comment was, I drew a Christmas tree because when you look at a Christmas tree, it always makes you happy.
Aww.
So I put a note on the bottom of this card, and I said, she's five. We didn't argue with her with the logic. So you got a Christmas tree.
Yeah, absolutely not.
And you know that he's going to enjoy that card because I'm sort of going, why a Christmas tree? Did not make sense to me. But in her mind, it makes sense sending a wounded hero a Christmas tree. So,
well,
you know, the kids are darling.
It seems
to
me that,
think of.
That handmade Christmas, handmade cards of any kind would probably be more special to them than anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they.
That's
all
why
we
get the churches
send,
and the schools involved in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the older classes, the high school classes, English classes, and things like that, write letters to the troops. But the kids, and when we have a class that's a younger class that does a lot of pasting when they do their artwork and glitter and things like that, I always ask the teacher to put it in a big manila envelope, put a contact on the front, never a child's contact, just
right.
her contact at school.
Right.
Mail. And a note that this is the third grade at such and so school, you know. First off, you don't want to rehandle those things because they will come apart if you handle them too much. And we ask the teachers to proofread them before they put them into the packages. And then we just put that whole big envelope into one of the boxes. And the whole class get the whole thing goes to one unit, and they love that type of thing. Makes a terrible mess when they open that and all that glitter falls off, but they don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anybody else on the line there, Robert? Or
no, I think that none that have chimed in. So just a few listeners. So I tell you what, it is at the bottom of the hour. And so what I'll do is I'll leave a few ending moments for the ladies here to make any comments, and then I will proceed to shut down the show with a song by Aubrey Ashburn, as I do every night to end the show. And so I'd like to start off Chaplain Bev, if you'd like to say some parting words, and then we'll go over to Carol, and then we'll get from there.
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is to our veterans, again, thank you for what you did for our freedom that we have today. And to the heroes, I'd like to say thank you for what you're doing because of them, because of what they're doing today, we'll have our freedom that we'll have tomorrow. And I see each and every one of you as an American hero. Don't you ever think that you're less than an American hero because that's exactly what you are. So from all of us here in Operation, thank you. And from me, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And God bless each and every one of you. Thanks again, Robert.
Well, thank you very much, Bob, for coming on to the show.
Well, Robert, I'd like to thank you for having us on the show tonight. And I would like to echo everything that Bev said and salute all of our veterans from wars past and those that are going on today. And if you ever are around and you realize that you're one of our veterans and you realize that Bev or I are in the crowd somewhere, please come over and introduce yourselves. And you'll get a hug off of us. I'm absolutely positive of that. But we appreciate all that you all do for us every day, and you don't have to be deployed overseas for that to be true, because you're serving this country stationed at Fort Hood or Fort Campbell or wherever you are. And we appreciate your service to this country, and we appreciate your spouse's service to this country because they serve
the families,
as much as you do. They just don't get a paycheck like you do, but they sure get all of the problems that come along with being in the military, and we appreciate the fact that you're willing to do that to stay with your military family. And please, if you have anyone that is deployed or that's getting ready to deploy, go to our website and you can send us their information once you've got their address. We need their address. We need an email. And if you can get it without them knowing it, we want their birthdays. We would like to have their parents. Because a lot of times when they get a message saying, if you need it, we'll send you a microwave, they contact mom and say, who in the world are these people? Who did you give my name to? Mm-hmm. We'd like the parents to know as well that we are not out to do anybody any harm. We're here to serve and show appreciation. And we'll put you on our mailing list so you can see what's going on. And anybody that would be interested in getting our newsletters, go to the website and send me your address. And we will
exactly.
be more than happy to put you on our mailing list. And we thank all of you for listening tonight, putting up with Bev and I. We were a little bit crazy. Probably if we weren't, we wouldn't be doing this.
I think we behaved ourselves tonight, don't you?
Do what?
I think we behaved ourselves tonight.
I think so.
I don't mind a little bit of rowdiness, especially after midnight, so, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't cut us off, Bev, so it couldn't have been.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you again, Robert. It was nice talking to you, and I hope someday to meet you in person.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I look
and
forward to it. Thank you very much.
We certainly do appreciate your support for Operation Thank You, and putting us out there tonight so other people could find out about us.
Yeah, thank
Great.
You very much, Robert. Thank you very, very much. And tell those Girl Scouts, keep selling those cookies for us.
I will do so. I know they're done with the cookies for this time around, but, of course, there's always next year. And, you know, of course, and I did like the idea of the possibility of them doing other things to get badges and things like of that nature. But, of course, yes, definitely thank you both for coming to the show. I definitely
Our
will
pleasure.
Look forward to checking out those emails and, you know, and other things about some of the events that you have going. So I will go ahead and shut things down. And well, folks, thank you very much. Zoom has ended things out, and I know there's a few minutes there of silence, so thank you very much. If you stayed on and listened to the rest of the show, even through the brief silence there, once again, go to Operation Thank You by going to the website at www.bardslogicpoliticaltalk.com, and also you can go there and get to the Get Involved page, and you'll see the two red buttons there that say Operation Thank You and Operation Thank You Ohio. So check that out. And also, you can check out the Bard's Logic Political Talk new page on Facebook, as well as the new group. Check that out, and please share the link for tonight so that more people can learn more about Operation Thank You and donate and check out their page. So please share that, and it would be really appreciated by myself as well as the folks from Operation Thank You. And please help us to celebrate the 4th of July, our independence, by honoring, supporting, and promoting the folks that help support our military and our veterans. And so I will end tonight, as I do every night, by going playing a song, I should say, by Aubrey Ashburn, and you can hear more of her music by going to www.aubreyashburn.com. And thank you very much again, and good night, and take care. And, of course, have a great 4th of July.